Yeah, good Friday evening, everyone. I'm Ron Milhorn, along with Jack Chabor. We are live from Moffitt County High School in Craig, and it is a cold one tonight. As soon as we got out of the car and we pulled into Craig, the wind was howling. We were expecting game time temperatures in the mid-30s to possibly low 20s if the wind continues to blow tonight. Clear skies, but very, very cold, and it is homecoming night for the Moffitt County Bulldogs. They got all kinds of contests going. They've already introduced the homecoming court, and they hope to celebrate. They hope to celebrate with a win over the Glenwood Demons tonight. The Demons have owned this series the last few years. In fact, the seniors on this Moffitt County team have not beaten Glenwood, and they are hungry for a victory. The Bulldogs have struggled under Kip Havey in his seventh year as head coach. They are 1-4 overall, 1-1 in the Western Slope. The Demons, speaking of struggling, this is a real down year for them. They start off this season with a win over Basalt, and then they've lost four straight, including the first two Western Slope League games, losing to Palisade and losing last week in their homecoming game to the Battle Mountain Huskies. So, Jack, but in that Husky loss, it looked like it was going to be a runaway. They couldn't stop the Battle Mountain running game, but suddenly they found life when they brought in Travis Lundeen. John Forrestall had a little trouble moving the team, but Lundeen comes in, and he just provided a spark.
Yeah, the young sophomore just, I don't know, he just seemed to energize the team a little bit. He connected on some passes for the night. He was 14 of 22, threw a couple of touchdown passes in the fourth quarter, ran one in himself. And even though his rushing stats didn't look particularly good for the game, you know, I saw him in pregame warmups, and they were running that same off-tackle play that Luke Jacob ran so well last year, and they just really didn't try that much with John Forrestall back there. John did a good job throwing the ball. We were quite impressed with his accuracy and his arm, and also with his patience and the way he was reading receivers. But that element of the quarterback running the football is just something that they have not had until Lundeen seemed to provide a little elusiveness, if nothing else, and I think that'll be more a part of the game plan. The Moffitt County, of course, does the same thing. Bubba Ivers is their leading rusher. He's also the quarterback. So, he's passed for 350 yards. He's run for almost 600. So they're going to get a big dose of him tonight, I think. Before I get too far and forget about it, the Be Heard TV guys, Chris Tribble, told me to pass on to those listening that they're having a lot of internet troubles and may not be able to get the game on the air here tonight.
Well, we were wondering if we were going to have to just go battery-powered and go remote. The press box did not have any power until just a few moments ago. So and Chris Tribble and the crew still working on trying to get things going with Be Heard TV. I know that some of the folks at Vic's Diner there.
Yeah,
on,
I just lost you, Ron.
Some of the folks at Vic's Diner in Glenwood Springs in West Glenwood, next to Charcoal Burger, the new restaurant that opened up, is sponsoring the Be Heard broadcast and our call. And I know they were looking forward to watching that game there.
Well, Vic's. Chris just stopped in to say, to remind folks that they're working on it. So they're not, he said in his exact words, we're not dead yet. So hang in there if you're wanting to watch the broadcast.
Okay.
Don't give up yet.
Jackie mentioned Eric Lundeen. There we go. Travis Lundeen's running ability and something that's been missing in that the Glenwood offensive attack. But I also noticed he's got a great pocket presence. He knows when to scramble. I guess he has great peripheral vision and kind of senses the pressure when it's coming and was able to get away from pressure and get some passes off last week. That was very impressive.
He appears to have good feet, and that of course will serve him well when he runs the ball. But yes, he had the presence to kind of dodge and weave back there, which, John Forrestall was only sacked once in the first four games. So, you know, it's not like, that he was giving up sack after sack. But Lundeen just seemed to be a little more nimble back there. And we did see he was taking the snaps with the first team out here. So pretty evident that he is going to get the start again. We'll see what happens.
Now, I imagine Coach Rocky Whitworth and the staff will find a way to get John Forrestall involved in the game plan, because he is a good athlete.
I would hope so,
he's
yeah.
He's a big, strong kid. He is a senior, and he certainly doesn't want to sit the bench.
Yeah, if he's not going to play quarterback, you know, I don't know, put him in at, you know, one of the tackle spots or something.
Or, you know, at flanker or something like that. I mean, he's got good hands. He knows the offense, so there's got to be a place for him, even at fullback.
Yeah, but, that wouldn't hurt. Yeah. They've been using Garrett Lowe as a blocking back. Back there, you know, maybe John could do that. I don't know. But, yeah, I was thinking the same thing last week. I saw him standing on the sidelines, and I thought, you know, that, you know, there's too much ability there to just be watching.
Exactly.
I mean, he goes from starting quarterback to just, you know, holding the clipboard. It'd be nice to see him. Of course, you know, if something happens to Travis, you know, they got to have a backup. So.
And another weapon that emerged, and he's always been a terrific performer for the Glenwood Demons, but on offense, mainly on defense, but on offense, Michael Mills. Seemed to be the new favorite target. Nice hookup between Travis Lundin and Michael Mills. He caught a pass for whatever 47 yarder last week in the loss to Battle Mountain, and that was an impressive route that he ran.
Yeah, that one in particular, he caught the ball and juked a couple of guys, put one fella on the ground, and then he had the presence of mind to kind of run away from the pursuers, took an angle that it just allowed him to score. He wasn't going to be able to outrun them, but he outmaneuvered them. And he had more receiving yards last week in the second half than any receiver has had since the Basalt game, total. Four catches for 70 yards and two touchdowns, all of it coming in the second half once Lundin entered the game.
Of course, Michael Mills quoted in the paper the story with Jeff Kasperson this week saying, you know, it's all is not lost. We need to win out. We need to win every game the rest of the season, and we should have a chance to get in the playoffs. It's going to be tough. It's a narrow window. They only take the top three teams in the West Slope.
Well, that's why he's one of the captains. He's providing a little leadership
there. You mentioned Bubba Ivers for the Moffat County Bulldogs is one of their weapons. He was a first-team all-conference player last year. He's also their punter. Jacob Teeter, another weapon, a defensive back. Mason Updike, he'll run the ball a bit. Miguel Molina, he was an honorable mention all Western Slope last year.
And their main running back is Michael Samuelson. But Bubba Ivers has 100 more yards rushing and 10 more attempts than Samuelson. But Samuelson has scored 7 touchdowns for the Bulldogs. So they kind of have the two-pronged attack, sort of like the Demons have had the last couple of years, with a running quarterback and then a featured back.
The Demons defensively been able to stop the run for the most part up the middle, but it's been covering the outside and outside containment, and too often Michael Mills or some of the other DBs coming up to having to make the tackles, sometimes not make the tackle as it gets away from them, and up the sidelines they go. And if Moffat County displays any speed tonight, the Demons could be in trouble, but we'll see what happens.
Now, that's the one thing Glenwood has not had a defense for, is speed in some of the opposition. And that was noted, you know, in all the big plays week after week, the long touchdown runs, the 50-yarders or more. Didn't count them up, but there's been probably a half dozen or more of those this year. You know, and, of course, they just got pounded last week. Stevens and Guida, 350 yards rushing and 5 touchdowns on the ground. You know, their quarterback didn't have to complete a pass. He only threw for 10 yards, speaking of Battle Mountain. And so they just got pummeled. And of course, Moffat County looks like they're going to come the same way, although Ivers has, as I mentioned, thrown for 350 yards. Only one touchdown, but enough to, you know, Miguel Molina being his primary target, but enough to keep the defense at least having to think about the pass.
Well, one weakness that Coach Kip Hafey of the Moffat County Bulldogs admits to is they struggle with pass defense. So we'll see if Coach Whitworth and his staff will try to exploit that. But Moffat County Bulldogs on their homecoming night hosting the Glenwood Demons, and the Bulldogs hungry for a win over the Demons. It's been at least 3 years since they've beaten Glenwood during Glenwood's marvelous run, going to 2 state championships, winning one of them, of course, in 2008. But it's a different team this year, and Moffat County, they're the slobbering Bulldogs, hungry for a victory. That's a kickoff.
And it's homecoming, so does that mean we're going to see cannon? We're going to hear cannon fire if they score?
Fireworks. I heard someone saying they're going to do fireworks at halftime. So they know how to party here in Craig, I'll tell you.
Well,
fireworks will be good because it's pretty cold tonight. All right, here comes the teams coming on the field. The band's cranking up. Homecoming night here in Craig. Glenwood and Moffitt, the kickoff coming up in just a few moments right here on KMTS. Well, maybe you caught the last note there of the national anthem sung by the Moffitt County Choir. That was an outstanding job. And fireworks galore here in Craig. And we have yet to kick off. Well, Glenwood Demons and the Moffitt County Bulldogs. Both teams 1-4. Glenwood 0-2 in the Western Slope. Moffitt County 1-1 in league play. Glenwood coming off four straight losses to Montrose, Fruita Monument, Palisade, and Battle Mountain last week, 34-21.
Well, the last 2 weeks have been much better in some ways than the previous two losses, those two whitewashes, the 91-0 in back-to-back games against Montrose and Fruita. Of course, they were playing up classifications there. But both Palisade and Battle Mountain took the game to Glenwood right away, got a 3 or 4 touchdown lead, and then Glenwood came surging back against Palisade, had a chance to tie the game in the fourth quarter before giving up a late field goal. And then last week against Battle Mountain got an onside kick recovery and scored. Otherwise, that game was in doubt.
And here's the kick. Glenwood kicking off, taken by Miguel Molina up the right side. Now takes it up the middle. And Molina gets it across the 25 to the 29-yard line. Make it the 26. Moffitt County, their blue jerseys, silver helmets, white, silver, and blue pants. Their homecoming night. Moffitt County beat Evergreen, lost to Evergreen, lost to Aspen, and to Kennedy, Denver. Beat Delta, lost to Palisade last week. Shotgun formation. Handoff up the middle. Samuelson with the carry, fullback. He's 5'9", 197 pounds, a junior.
Yeah, he and
gain of a yard, second and nine.
Are both juniors. And Moffitt County has two junior captains. Generally, teams go with seniors for their captains, but Ivers and one of the linemen, Tyler Hildebrandt, both co-captains.
Shotgun, high snap. Ivers keeps it left side. Lucia off to the races, 30, 35, 40, down to the 45-yard line. Bubba Ivers, just that little fake, that hesitation, froze the linebackers. Line did a good job opening the hole on the left side, and he carries it to the 45 of Moffitt County.
That was an 18-yard gain and just a simple off-tackle run.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Ivers takes the snap, hands it off. Michael Samuelson with the carry. Tackled there by Brandon Simitol. Gain of a yard. Second down and nine at the 46-yard line of the Bulldogs.
An early pattern. They make a thrust at the middle, and then Ivers will go off tackle or around the end. Let's see if he does it here.
Exclusively the shotgun. Left side to Samuelson. Breaks one tackle across the 50, down to the 48 of Glenwood Springs. It was Jesus Salinas in on the tackle, along with Garrett Lowe, Michael Mills. Third down and 3 yards to go for the Bulldogs. About 15 people on the Glenwood side. Maybe they heard about the cold weather.
Well, this morning there was snow in the high country, which includes where we live.
Ivers under center, hands off, sweep to the right side. First down carry for Jacob Teeter. Teeter off a right tackle across the 45 to the 43-yard line of Glenwood.
he started right around the 43.
Kent Bafy, the head coach. The Bulldogs in his seventh year.
Well, the only mystery so far is which back is going to carry the football.
This time, Ivers in the shotgun, standing right on top of the Bulldog mascot there, painted on the field. Whistles blow, and it's going to be legal motion, I believe, against Moffitt County, unless Glenwood.
The one.
Yep, it's against Moffitt County.
Okay, he was pointing the other direction,
yeah.
So I couldn't figure out what was going on.
So a five-yard penalty assessed against the Bulldogs, first down at 15. I got to stand up here. Very appreciative folks here at Moffitt County High School making room for us, giving us a nice space. But there's a streak right here in my view, so I got to stand up here. Ivers, first and 15, takes the snap, keeps it right side. Look out, off to the races, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and forced out of bounds.
And
at the 20, at the 19-yard line is where they're going to mark it.
That's the same play he ran, only to the left side on his previous carry. He went for 18 on that one. And where are they spotting him here, out of bounds?
They're bringing it back.
Oh, way back.
Oh, a flag. There's a flag.
Okay, missed that one. Lucky break for Glenwood. He was going to be inside the 30. I'm not sure how far.
Defense has been a liability this year for Glenwood. It was the strong suit last year. Of course, with experience, a lot of seniors, and it's holding against Moffitt County, so a big break for the Demons. Moffitt County goes without a huddle. Now they're going to huddle up.
Yeah, that was about a 20-yard gain.
Timeout, Glenwood. We'll take a timeout as well. 9:23 to go first quarter. No score, Moffitt County and Glenwood. This is KMTS. Here to do the live webcast. Having some technical problems, they had apparently none available. So we apologize. They're still working on it. Meanwhile, glad you could join us here on the radio on KMTS and KMTS.com. First down and about 15 to go for the Bulldogs. Ivers keeps it, and again, big yards. Got back to the original line of scrimmage and a little beyond that. They'll mark it at the 41-yard line of the Demons.
Rigo Garcia got a little piece of his foot, tripped him. He still gained about 5 or 6 yards after that.
Second down and 8 for the Bulldogs.
And obviously that timeout was to alert the defense to what Ivers is doing to them.
Ivers takes the snap and the shotgun. This time a handoff left side, breaking a couple of tackles. Is number 12, Michael Samuelson, and the stout fullback picks up some big yards, carries up to the 35-yard line. Glenwood, that'll bring up third down and 2. No score, 8:31 to go, first quarter. Moffitt County homecoming. Sun setting here in Craig. A very cold October night. Ball just shy of the 35. Ivers again in the shotgun. Two backs behind him. Takes the snap, keeper, and Ivers is brought down. He's going to be close to the first down.
Looked like he was going to pitch it,
looked
the option.
Like Garrett Lowe was able to get a hold of him and sling him to the ground.
And he looks like he's short.
No gain. I think he may have lost a half a yard.
Well, I think they're almost to the 35 now.
So fourth down and about a long 2. We'd have been able to run the ball, and looks like Bulldog's going to call timeout. So a couple of quick timeouts called by both teams. 7:50 to go first quarter. No score from Craig. This is KMTS. Back to Moffitt County High School. In the quarter, fourth down and 2 for the Moffitt County Bulldogs. They're going to go for it here. They've been able to pretty much own the line of scrimmage, and Bubba Ivers leading this Bulldog offense. He's going to come out under center, a 3-receiver set, one back behind him. Two receivers to the near side, including Wes Chapman. Ivers, handoff, dive play up the middle. I don't think he got it. That was Michael Samuelson and the Glenwood Demons able to stuff the middle. Rigo Garcia coming in there to make a big tackle. And Glenwood will take over on downs. Good defensive stand for the Demons. Got you covered. Invites you to celebrate the season with generous rebates on select styles of Hunter Douglas window products through December 12th. Get rebates up to $300. Plus additional federal tax credits up to $500 on select honeycomb shades. For all the details, call Gotcha Covered today at 945-4010, 945-4010. So the first offensive series, the Glenwood Demons after a nice defensive stand. 7:44 to go first quarter. Lundeen takes the snap. Quick hitch pass to the left side. And that's Tribble up the left sideline. And Tribble forced out of bounds after about a 7-yard gain.
Glenwood has started probably half their games with that play. That's the first time it's really gained any yardage. We mentioned prior to the game that Moffitt County's pass defense may not be quite up to the standards that Glenwood has been facing in recent games.
Make it a gain of 6, 2nd and 4. Ball at the Glenwood 42, and whistles blow. And what's going on here? It is offsides by Moffitt County Bulldogs. That gives the Glenwood Demons a first down.
Well, one thing that's unusual already is to come to Craig and see 3 penalties on the home team before any on the visiting team. Jack Smith, this is not the Craig you knew, at least not so far.
Lundeen takes the snap, hands it off to Hill. Hill up the middle, across the 50, into Bulldog territory at the 49-yard line. We'll look for John Forrestal. I did get a chance to talk to Coach Whitworth. He's pretty elusive lately. Gain of 4, 2nd and 6 for the Demons.
As elusive as he was when he was in a golf cart.
Tribble in motion, handoff to Hill, right side. Hill stood up and driven back, loses a yard. Now they say he got back to the line of scrimmage, so they're going to 3rd down and 6. Well, Coach Kip Hafey's Bulldogs, they play a lot of Ironman football. Not unusual, you know, 3A, 2A level. But some of his best athletes out there, Michael Samuelson, Bubba Ivers, playing defense. 3rd down and 6. Tribble goes in motion. Fake the handoff. Lundeen pitches it to Tribble. Oh, he is a sitting duck. He is just creamed by about 5 Moffitt County defenders. Oh, that was just not nice. Andrew Hubbard looked like in on the tackle. Bubba Ivers as well.
Okay, Lundeen did not make it look like he was going to keep the ball, and that was kind of a panic move to toss it out of there with all that pressure in there, and wound up losing 6.
So 4th down and 13. Hill to punt it away. Low punt, end over end. Dropped. Ball still on the ground. That was Jacob Teeter. No, sorry, that was number 23. Garrett, is it Stewart?
Stewart, yeah.
It was an easy punt, but it hit his chest and was able to fall on the ball. So ball at the 27-yard line of the Bulldogs, no score, 5:52 to go first quarter. Wes Chapman is wide left, and the shotgun is Ivers, the quarterback. Fakes it, keeps it. Act like you wanted to pitch it. That was enough to freeze the defenders coming up there. And Ivers, with quick feet, gets across the 40-yard line to the 41 of Moffitt County, 1st and 10. Well, he's just getting big chunks of yardage every time he carries the ball. Such a great weapon for any offense to have was a good running quarterback. That's what led Glenwood to the state championship game last year. 1st and 10 Bulldogs. Ivers takes the snap. Now a pitch play behind Bubba Ivers, and Ivers was able to get that pitch and almost get to the 50-yard line. He's knocked down by Cam Avery. A flag is thrown.
Samuelson with the pitch.
I'm sorry, Samuelson, excuse me.
Just the option.
Wait, what number is Ivers?
Ivers is 11. Oh, okay. Samuelson is 12.
I should know better than print a roster off of Max Preps. So the flag is for going to go against Moffitt County. Boy, they've been, this is like their 4th penalty. It's a big one, 10 yards.
It is their 4th penalty.
No, 15 yards. Was it
face
10?
Mask? Yeah. Or what do you get? Personal foul and face mask. About the only thing that gets 15.
It is 10, I'm sorry. 10 from the line of scrimmage. So First and 20. The Dogs, no score yet. 5:31 to go. Under center's Ivers. Hands off. No, he's going to keep it. Ivers knocked out of bounds. One. Moffat County fans want Jared Gamble be called for a late hit. Not going to get it. Here's this homecoming crowd. It was a gain of 7, 2nd and 13. Ball at the Moffat County 38-yard line. Left hash mark from the shotgun. Ivers keeps it.
Oh,
right side, broke one tackle, broke another, and gets back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be 3rd down and 10.
Justin Barham had a shot at him in the backfield, but just couldn't secure him.
Make it 3rd and 9 as he got just beyond the original line of scrimmage. Chapman comes in for the play for Moffat County. Break from the huddle. Bulldogs going right to left. 4:51 to go. First quarter, no score yet. Ivers in the shotgun. Back to throw. Scrambles, throws over the middle, incomplete, it almost picked off. It was bobbled and tipped twice. Tipped first by Ryder Seeley. And then Cam Avery and Michael Mills. So another defensive stand for the Demons, aided by a couple of penalties. And Mills deep to receive the punt from Moffat County. No score yet, 4:40 to go first quarter. Ivers handling the punting duties. He was a first-team all-conference player last year as a sophomore. Good snap. Gets the punt away. Fedorov almost got a block. Ball bounces on the ground. Picked up by Mills on the run. Breaks one tackle up the left side. Jukes one man. Still on his feet at the left side. Now cuts it up. Gets to the 50. And Michael Mills with some nifty running. That was great presence of mind. The ball took a fortuitous hop right in his hands, and he took it around the 20-yard line. And they're going to mark him out. They're going to mark it at the 47-yard line of Moffat County. Great run back, good field position for Glenwood's second possession. No score, 4:25 to go first quarter. Henry Hill behind Travis Lundeen. Three receivers to the right. Lundeen takes a snap. He wants to pitch it. No, he's going to spin and run. And look at Lundeen go. He's got a first down. Travis Lundeen with a great fake pitch. And was able to do a little pirouette there. Spin out of the tackle and carry for the first down. Nice job by Travis Lundeen.
That is the option they've been missing. Is the quarterback a threat to run?
Is it enough for a first?
No. It looks like he's a yard or so short.
Second and about a yard and a half. Again, Hill to the right of Lundeen. Hill takes the handoff and has the first down. I think he got forward progress. They're going to give it to him. Gourmet coffee, hot and cold specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and take and bake entrees like lasagna and enchiladas. Brighten your day with a sunny tummy. Compliments of Sunshine Deli in Glenwood Springs on the way to Ski Sunlight next to Mountain Market for a sunny tummy. Sunshine's Deli today, 945-1303, 945-1303. So the officials want a measurement. No score, 4:08 to go, first quarter. Homecoming night here in Craig.
Looks like it's good, but they haven't quite stretched it out yet.
So it's a weapon that the Demons have been missing is a quarterback that can run the ball.
And it is a first down. So far, Henry Hill hasn't gotten loose, but with Lundeen a threat, and he's also completed a pass, that might open things up inside. For
first and 10, Demons at the Moffat County 39.
Hill in his last three games has gained 97 yards, 103 yards, and 68 yards. Nothing like that first game against Basalt.
Keeper by Lundeen. Keeper. Lundeen, look at him go. Shifting his way through the defense. Just kind of weaving his way through, and a flag is thrown after the play.
And boy, does he look like
it is
Luke
holding
Jacob
against Glenwood.
Running.
Yeah, indeed he does.
Just the shiftiness, but the hold will wipe out what was about an 8-yard gain.
It is holding against Glenwood. This is the first big penalty against Glenwood tonight. 3:55 to go first quarter, no score. And they'll march it off from the spot of the foul. It's going to make it a first down and... Wait a minute. Okay. He marched it from the spot of the foul. That... All right, so first and 15. Lundeen takes a snap, back to throw, has some time, throws downfield, lost it up there. Wide open is Cam Avery, and he takes it at the 22-yard line of Moffitt County. He was wide open.
Yeah, if Avery could have caught that thing and gotten his feet together, he scores. There was nobody by him, but his momentum just, you know, he was making sure he caught the ball and also that he was in bounds because the ball was a little bit of a wobbler up in the air, but it was perfectly thrown to him, but it carried him out of bounds. Otherwise, that's 6 points for Glenwood.
Dean with Hill to his left, just a little bit behind him. Four receiver set, takes the snap, hands it off to Hill. Hill up the middle. Hill with great running room and good blocking up front by the Glenwood line. Across the 15, they'll mark it at the 14-yard line to Moffitt County. No score. The Demons threatening here. 3:30 to go, first quarter.
That was a 20-yard completion from Lundeen to Cam Avery.
And the Glenwood faithful, now is about 20 over there, standing up, huddling together, trying to stay warm. They're cheering. Lundeen takes a snap, hands it off to Hill. No, it's a key. Yep, it is Hill up the middle. Hill still on his feet. Look at him. Weave his defense, and he's across the 5 to almost the 4-yard line. Henry Hill running low, pads low, protecting that football. And it's a first and goal for the Demons.
And since Lundeen has started to run a little bit, Henry Hill on his last two carries has gained 19 yards. On his first three carries, 5 yards. But as soon as you open up something else that the linebackers have to pay attention to, that allows Hill to find some running.
Low in the backfield. Hand off to Hill again. Hill gets across the 3. They'll mark it at the 2-yard line. Second and goal. Coming in, a little beef for the Bulldogs up front is Zach Beauchamp, 5'8", 207. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Demons threatening second and goal. No score yet. Hill behind, and it's a keeper by Lundeen. Quick snap, and he is going to be short. He was trying to catch the Bulldogs defensive line off guard with that quick snap, just a tap of the inside of the thigh to the center saying, give me the ball, let's go. So third and goal from just inside the 1, and a timeout called by Glenwood.
Kick a field goal?
No, it's third and goal.
Okay.
Timeout Glenwood, their second timeout. 2:06 to go first quarter. No score. Demons knocking on the doors. KMTS. Back to Craig, Moffitt County High School. No score, first quarter.
Glenwood timeout. Lundeen lines it up. Hill behind Lundeen in the shotgun. Sends Fagan in motion. And up the hill. East walking in the end zone untouched for the score. Glenwood on the board. You betcha. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter and the Demons strike first.
Well, we've been talking about the offensive line not getting the job done, but earlier in the season and allowing a lot of penetration. Not that time. Starting with Michael Brunk there at center, and Brian Ochoa and Logan Holmberg and Colin Page and Connor Denny.
We and Pretorius on to attempt the extra point.
They did the job that time.
Well, I'll tell you. Michael Brunk opening the hole up the middle. Avery's the holder. High snap. Placement kick is up, and it is good. So with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, Glenwood 7, Moffitt County nothing. This is KMTS.
Strike first, a 1-yard touchdown run by Henry Hill after a great fake to Grant Fagan coming around the end. P&T was good, 7-0, Glenn with 2 minutes to go, first quarter on Moffitt County's homecoming night. Deep receive for the Bulldogs is Miguel Molina and Jacob Teeter. Here's the kick. Kind of a spinning kick, like a top, picked up by Teeter across the 20, 25, 30. Look out, lots. And running through 40, 45, and find a course out of bounds. And a flag is thrown. Oh, that's. Yeah. That's going to tax 15.
Well, just as we're praising Glenwood for all the things they're doing right, and they allow a big return and add to it with a late hit out of bounds for 15 extra yards. Did want to mention what set up that that touchdown. It was a 47-yard drive on 8 plays, and the reason they were started at the Bulldog 47 was a great return of a punt by Michael Mills about 30 yards or so. Took a one hopper back around the 20 and just went about 30 some yards.
So the penalty adds 15 yards to the return of Teeter. That puts the ball near the Glenwood, puts it right at the 36 yard line of Glenwood. 7-0 Demons. Ivers under center. Turns, hands off. Over left tackle. It is Mason Updike. And Updike, a big boy, 5'11", 203. They got some horses. They can run the ball.
Glenwood line doing a pretty good job against the run after giving up a couple of big runs to Ivers. He's got a carry for 18 on the first play and 14. But since then, Glenwood's done a pretty good job against whoever's running it.
Second down and 9 for the Bulldogs. Full house backfield. Ivers under center. It's a bootleg by Ivers, and look out, 30, 25, jukes one man, knocked out of bounds by Michael Mills. That's a great bootleg by Bubba Ivers.
He faked the handoff. The running backs went to the right. Jacob Teeter selling that fake.
And he is
Ivers,
the one.
Ivers hit the ball on his hip and took off around the left side. Off the 23 of the Demons.
That's a gain of 12, so it's Ivers who's breaking off the big yardage.
Full house backfield again for the Bulldogs. Ivers under center. Dive play over the middle to Samuelson across the 15. Down to the 11-yard line. Michael Samuelson. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Demons. Bulldogs moving the ball down the field, aided by a nice return by Teeter on the kickoff. And then another 15 yards for a late hit out of bounds. Ivers again under center. Three in the backfield behind him. Hand off left side to Samuelson. Spins off one tackle. Gets across the 10 to the 9. Brought down by Garrett Lowe. But Justin Barham also in the tackle. Second down and 8 for the Bulldogs. At the 6. 30 seconds left in the first. Same formation, 2 tight ends, 3 ball, in the backfield.
Ball's at 10, I think.
Samuelson. Picked up maybe a yard. Oh, sorry about that, yeah. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. They're going to let the clock run down, and they'll switch sides. That's the end of the first quarter. Our score after 1, it's Glenwood 7, Moffat County nothing. Bulldogs knocking on the door inside the 10-yard line. This is KMTS. And we're back to Moffat County High School in Craig. Ron Melhorn and Jack DeBoer. 1 quarter in the books. Glenwood Demons leading the Bulldogs 7-0. Bulldogs have the ball 3rd down, 6 yards to go at the 9-yard line. And this time Ivers in the shotgun for the Bulldogs.
Now watch out for him.
Yep. Takes the snap. Wants to keep it. He's going to be brought down for a loss. Great tackle by Justin Barham.
And that play.
No, excuse me. That was, it was Justin Barham. Yes.
That play has been big yardage every time. So now a 4th down. Glenwood making a stand here and a loss quite a bit. Where's the ball?
Ball is at the
18. No.
At the 17 yard line.
So a loss of 8.
So they're going to go for a field goal here. They'll mark it at the 23, a 33-yard attempt. Snap is low. It's on the ground, and the kick is up, and it's going to be short and wide left. And that was Braden Sullivan attempting the the kick, and the Glenwood Demons deny the Moffitt County Bulldogs. Big third down play from the 9-yard line. Big tackle by Justin Barham. They did not go for the fake. So 7-0 Demons. They'll take over. Some scores here in the first quarter. Palisade and Battle Mountain tied at 7. Delta leading Eagle Valley 6-3. Second quarter, Rifle 19, Steamboat nothing. Gunnison leading Grand Valley 13-8. No score between Basalt and Aspen.
First quarter stats, Henry Hill, 6 carries, 26 yards. Lundeen, 2 carries for 17 yards. 2 for 2 passing.
Lundeen back to throw. After the fake, throws over the middle, and it is caught.
What a nice catch.
Great catch by Austin Tribble.
Reached Tribble over his head and pulled it in with his hands.
Tribble went over the middle and broke it out to the left. Or to his to his left, and then made a great catch. Phenomenal. And the Glenwood offense playing with some confidence, some swagger.
Well, for a change. Yeah, for a change. They didn't let themselves get down. I mean, they did score first against Palisade, but then Palisade came back with four straight scores.
Michael Mills in the backfield with Hill. Back to throw is Lundeen. No, it's a delayed handoff to Hill. Hill, and a flag is thrown. Coming back. Hill tripped up. Gained about 4, but it's going to come back. 7-0 Glenwood. 11:06 to go in the first half here at Moffitt County's homecoming. The band is all, they're seated on the track just to the left of us. And it's holding against Glenwood.
First quarter, Glenwood 9 carries for 37 yards. Moffitt County 17 for 94, with the Ivers going for 60 on 7 carries. But they stopped him for a loss of 8 when it really counted on a third and goal.
Well, it's going to be a first and about 25. Lundeen rolling to his right, sets up, throws downfield. He's got Austin Tribble, and Tribble gets up the right side. He's got a first down across the 45.
Wow.
My goodness, great run after catch by Austin Tribble. He broke 2 tackles. It looked like he caught it right at the original line of scrimmage at the 35 and was able to get loose and got the first down. Boy, Austin Tribble's come to play tonight. 10:53 to go in the first half, 7-0 Demons.
That's a gain of 23. Tribble's been averaging about 7-8 yards a catch coming into this game. All of a sudden, he's breaking loose.
Lundeen with Hill to his left behind him. Keeper by Lundeen. Lundeen breaks a couple of tackles, gets across the 50, stretches across to the 49, as if he was trying to stretch it across the goal line. Well, right in the middle of the field, just across the 50, right on top of the Bulldog that's painted on the midfield. It's kind of a This field gets used a lot, and it gets abused, of course, with the weather, soccer, football. Second down and 8. Hand off the Hill, breaks 1 tackle, breaks another, still on his feet, across the 45, down to the 44-yard line of Moffitt County.
You know, up until last game, it was just Henry Hill or nothing on the ground, and just the threat of a quarterback taking off. Well, you see what happens with Bubba Ivers from Moffitt County, but it is just making such a difference so far.
You got to give some love to the boys up front. Logan Holmberg, Michael Brunk, recognize the rest of the linemen. Third down and 2 for the Demons. Hand off Hill. Hill has the first down. He's very, very close. Let's see where they place it. Also up front for Glenwood, Colin Page. It's going to be fourth down and inches. Connor Denny also in there for Glenwood Demons up front. Michael Brunks did a nice job at center. 9:05 to go in the half. 7-0 Demons. Fourth and less than a yard for the Demons. And it'll be Moffitt County 42. Lundeen takes the snap. Fakes it, keeps it, got the first down and more. Tripped up and stumbles forward for extra yardage. across the 40 to the 37-yard line. And Lundeen, with, you know, even when he's tripped up, he falls forward, getting those extra yards. We'll keep you updated. We're coming to you via Skype, and we've also got some internet access where we can keep track of scores thanks to Colorado Prep scoreboard. First and 10, Demon, 7-0 Glenwood. Lundeen takes a snap. Shovel pass dropped by Mills. He fortunately falls on it. Moffitt County quickly saying, we've got it, but yep. Mills with quick hands. That was kind of a delayed shovel pass. I think Travis waited a little too long. So second down, I guess he got back to the line of scrimmage, second and 10 for the Demons. Fagan wide left, two receivers to the right. Keeper by Lundeen. Lundeen to the 35, to the 30. Lundeen to the 25 and forced out of bounds. Driven out by Miguel Molina.
Boy, just the little fake to the running back to the right,
yeah,
and back to the left. I mean, it's Luke Jacob all over again. You know, not the flying feet that we are used to see of Dakota Stonehouse by any means, but Luke Jacob certainly, you know, 1,000-yard passing and 1,000-yard rushing last year. And Travis Lundeen showing that same shiftiness.
First and 10, Demons. Hill behind Lundeen, just to the right. Mills at slot, triple in motion. Fake, rolling to his right is Lundeen. He's going to run it, looking for the sideline. Great speed by Travis Lundeen. He spins, still on his feet. Did he go out of bounds? He did. My goodness, Travis Lundeen just taken over. And listen, I could just hear the faint cheers of the Glenwood faithful that made the trip north. It is a
first down.
My goodness gracious.
That's five first downs this quarter.
We have to have a word with Travis Lundeen.
The first two passing, but the rest all on the ground.
Off the 14-yard line of the Bulldogs, Stevens leads 7-0. 8:11 to go, first half. Lundeen sends triple in motion. Hand off the Hill, up the middle. And Hill protecting that ball as they try to strip it away. And Moffitt County is stunned. The fans have been quiet. Why accept the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries? Come into Soper's Lighting for great savings throughout the store. Soper's Lighting supports the Glenwood Demons.
Lundeen's last three carries have resulted in first downs of 5, 10, and 14 yards.
Second and 5, the Demons. Lundeen takes a snap, hands off left side to Henry Hill. And Hill down to the 5-yard line.
Well, they can still pick up a first down here, unlike the couple of times where they had to go for it on fourth down earlier on this drive.
Third down and call it a yard and a half. And the offensive line for Glenwood doing a great job. Denny Brunk.
Lundeen
takes a snap, keeps it after the fake. How about a first down? How about a touchdown? Glenwood with the touchdown. Travis Lundeen, you betcha.
A little fake to the left,
six,
and he just stepped in behind the right side, and that would be Holmgren and
6:47 to go in the first half. Glenwood strikes again.
And Colin Page, of course, probably, or Holmberg, rather, pulling on that play.
Pretorius on to attempt the extra point. Cam Avery, the holder. We and Pretorius. I put a kicker. Gets set. There's the snap, low snap. Avery with a set, and the kick is blocked. So with 6:47 to go in the first half, it is Glenwood 13, Moffitt County nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Moffitt County High School. Craig, it's pretty quiet on the home side. Demons fans have a lot to cheer about. Their boys lead 13-0 with 6:47 to go in the first half. And Travis Lundeen, a 5-yard touchdown run where the fakes have been executed beautifully, just enough to freeze the defense and have opened up the holes. Good job of the Glenwood line. And Lundeen with the run. Pretorius PAT was blocked. Jared Gambrell on to kick here for the Demons. Left-footed kicker, high, short kick. And it's taken around the 18-yard line. Oh, look out. Off to the races is number 23, Garrett Stewart. And Stewart had to drift back like an outfielder getting a pop fly. The kicking game has been less than stellar for Glenwood. Short kick and a nice return by Stewart gives the Bulldogs the ball at their own 47-yard line. 13-0 Demons. 6:39 to go first half. Bubba Ivers, the outstanding quarterback for the Bulldogs, under center. Three behind him. T formation. Wes Chapman around right tackle, trying to bust it out to the sideline. Picks up a yard.
Glenwood has essentially been able to stop everyone but Ivers so far. And they put the clamps on him when it was the most critical time so far of the ball game for the defense. Third and six from the Glenwood nine. The attempted field goal was missed. Glenwood turned around and drove 80 yards in 13 plays.
Second and nine for the Bulldogs. They're on 49. Ivers under center. Now it's a bootleg. Keeper by Ivers. And Ivers, boy, that play just fools the Demons. And Michael Mills saves a touchdown as he brings Ivers down around the 30-yard line. Make it the 27 of Glenwood. That bootleg just is bread and butter for Moffitt County. Coach Kip Papey knows it.
That's a pickup of 24 yards for Ivers.
T formation, Ivers under center, first and 10. Play up the middle. And the handoff from Samuelson, and he bowls his way forward for some big yards. I imagine Coach Kip Abey just telling his boys, all right, let's get back to what we do best. That's running the football. Let's move the rock. There's a gain of 7, second and 3. Ivers, a bootleg around the right side. And Ivers is brought down by Cam Avery. And Ivers picks up a first down. And he gets it up to the 12-yard line.
So that was a nice job by Avery to not allow him to turn the corner there and get to the sideline. He did get the first, but it was not nearly as much running room as he had on the bootleg the other way. Bootleg is an interesting term, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ball spotted where?
At the 11. Shotgun for Ivers. Samuelson over left tackle. Gets across the 10 to the 9.
And Moffitt can get a first down here without scoring.
Second down and 9. 4:30 to go in the half. 13-0 Demons. Ivers under center now. T formation. Three backs behind him. Keeper by Ivers. And Ivers dances into the end zone. Touchdown, Moffitt County. And Miguel Molina and Cam Avery doing a dance in the end zone about 20 yards away from the play. Molina wouldn't let go even well after the touchdown was called. And then he points to Avery and says, hey, personal foul. I don't think so, senor. Bulldogs on the board.
Looks like they're going to go for two.
Nope. They're setting up for the extra point. Kicker is Braden Sullivan. Joe Pando.
This is the homecoming king.
Kick is up, and it is good. So with 4:19 to go in the first half, we got ourselves a ball game. It's Glenwood 13, Moffitt County 7. This is KMTS. Back to Moffitt County High School at Craig. Glenwood Demons leading the Bulldogs 13-7.
led by Bubba Ivers. He had the touchdown run of 10 yards after a fake up the middle and a little keeper over left tackle. Just high-stepped into the end zone for the score.
But again, it was special teams, a 30-yard return on the kickoff.
Of a short kick, too.
Yeah, that allowed Moffitt to have such a short field.
Here's the kick, high and short. Bounces in the arms of... That is Federhoff, and Federhoff with some great running up the middle. A couple of spin moves and gets to the 41-yard line of the Demons. By Federhoff. Nice return. Gives the Demons
good field position, and the Glenwood offense been able to move the ball tonight back on the field. 4:08 to go. First half, 13-7 Demons. Some scores here. Palisade and Battle Mountain in a battle. 14-all, second quarter. 6-3, Delta leads Eagle Valley. Rifle over Steamboat, 19-0, second quarter.
I was much more impressed with Battle Mountain.
Back to throw, Lundin. Pump fake. Launches one downfield. He's got a man wide open. Avery, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Glenwood, no flags.
And once again, Avery having trouble with his footwork over on the far sideline. The ball was thrown tremendously, dropped right into his arms. Once he regained his footing, waltz into the end zone.
Travis Lundin with a pump fake.
60 yards.
He completed the pass at about the 30-yard line, and Avery stumbled. I think he was surprised he was so wide open.
Again.
Took it to the house. Glenwood scores again.
I guess 59 yards.
19-7 Demons. Incredible. And the Demon's going to go for two here. Lundin in the shotgun, Hill to his right. Travis Lundin takes the snap, rolls to his right. Is he going to keep it? No, he's going to throw it, and it is knocked away. And Wes Chapman on the defense there knocked the ball away. With 3:57 to go in the first half, we got ourselves a heck of a ball game. 19-7 Glenwood. Kickoff after this on KMTS. Travis Lundin with a 59-yard touchdown pass to Cam Avery. Two-point conversion failed. 19-7 Glenwood here on Moffitt County's homecoming night. 3:57 to go in the first half.
Well, this is reminiscent of last week when Battle Mountain was just rolling over Glenwood in the first half, and the homecoming crowd just wanting to cheer, but nothing to cheer about. They got fireworks sitting around here, and they're beginning to get frostbite.
Gambrell's kick low, a little bit deeper this time, taken by Molina at the 10. 15, 20. 25, spun around. Molina still on his feet. And they're going to mark him down at the 29-yard line of Moffitt County.
Let's see. I barely noted that. Last week it was Carbajal. This week it's Gambrell kicking off.
Yeah.
And there was somebody else earlier in the season. So there's been at least three.
The audition
kickers
continues.
Yeah. And the way Henry Hill's punting, they might try to find another punter. He's averaging about 20 yards a kick. Only got 18 on his first one this tonight.
19-7 Demons, 3:50 to go, first half. Different quarterback under center. This time it's Mason Updike. Back to throw after the fake. He's being pressured, escapes the pressure, and he's going to be brought down. Mason Updike dropped for a loss. Federhoff, and who else is in there? Garrett Lowe. And the Demons not going for that fake. Ryan Ochoa, and also in on the sack. And that's a loss of 9, second and 19.
Interesting that they went away from Ivers. I guess maybe he's not as good a passer, but he does have 350 yards passing. But they went to Updike.
Now Ivers back, a quarterback in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, being pressured, stiff-arms a man, throws, is caught. Mason Updike with the reception. Got back to the original line of scrimmage. That'll bring up third and 10 from their own 29. Make it third and 11. He got to the 28. 19-7 Demons, 2:39 to go here in the first half. T formation. Bootleg by Ivers. Ivers over the left side. This time the Glenwood Demons swarm to him and hold Ivers to a gain of about four. That'll bring up fourth and long, and the Bulldogs will have to punt it away.
Timeout, Glenwood.
Demons call timeout. 2:19 to go, first half. It's Glenwood 19, Moffitt County 7. This is KMTS. Back to Moffitt County High School in Craig. Homecoming night for the Bulldogs, and so far not much to celebrate. Glenwood 19, Moffitt County 7. Bulldogs have the ball fourth down and 8. They're punting away. Ivers, well, maybe. No, they wouldn't take a chance here. Michael Mills back to receive.
Not down, a couple of scores and backed up against their own end zone, I don't think. We did see somebody do it from their own 30 week or
good
so ago.
Good high snap to Ivers. He's going to run it.
There
he comes. And they read it.
He's going to
try. He punts it away.
Oh.
And
end
over end.
They hit him. Are they going to drop a flag?
No,
I don't think
no.
So.
He ran out of the box.
He was running.
Yeah. He was fair game. He's just set up as a punter. Yeah, that's a personal foul, but he was running for his life. And so Glenwood will have it first and 10 at their own 41-yard line.
No timeouts left for Glenwood. That was it was the Glenwood 41. Okay, so about a 27-yard punt. He still outkicked Henry. Even though he was on running for his life.
Oh, Henry.
Yes. The only reason I can think to have Henry Hill punting at this point is they got to run the fake punt.
Yeah.
They haven't done it yet.
Lundeen takes a snap, sets up, throws, caught. It's Tribble on the right side, and Tribble.
I don't know if he did.
Gains about 9 yards.
He was trying to get out of bounds, but did the officials stop it?
Ball just shy of the 50, second down and less than a yard. Minute 45 to go. Lundeen. Three receivers to the left. Takes the snap. Looks to his left. Throws over the middle. Caught by Avery. Across the 40. Down to the 38.
That'll stop the clock long enough to move the chains.
Tackle by Wes Chapman.
Glenwood playing with no timeouts here. And a gain of 11 there. Lundeen is just amazing. And, the
flag, personal foul, two fouls. Two penalties that are offsetting. Personal foul against Moffitt County.
So does the play come back? It does. That nullifies that first down.
So second down.
Well, it should be. It should still be first down. Oh, that's right. It was second and one.
Actually, less than a yard. Ball just shy of the 50. Near the right hash mark, 19-7 Demons, minute 30 to go in the first half. Lundeen with a snap, back to throw. Being pressured, steps up, and he throws, he lofts it, and that should be pass interference.
Well, it was a great breakup. If not, Wes Chapman reached around and got the ball. I think you can do it if you get the ball. Tipped it away from, I think, was it Avery he was throwing for?
Cam Avery. Stops the clock with a minute 22 to go. Get the first down, they'll stop the clock to move the chains. Lundeen turns around, looks at the clock. Minute 22 to go. Takes the snap. Hands it off the hill. Got the first down and more. 40.
He may get it all.
30. 25. And Henry Hill gets down to the 21-yard line of the Bulldogs.
What a call. Moffitt County, knowing that Glenwood has no timeouts, was not expecting a run. And Henry Hill made him pay. And, of course, the clock stops while they move the chains.
Minute 14 to go in the half. 19-7 Demons. Glenwood on the march again.
At the where?
Inside at the 21.
Just outside the 20. Gain of 29.
Lundeen under center. He's going to spike the ball. Boy, Lundeen just with moxie and confidence just running this offense. Did a great job executing Coach Rocky Whitworth's offense.
Time.
Timeout, Moffitt County. So, minute 9 to go. That's Moffitt County's final timeout. 19-7 Demons. Demons have the ball, second and 10 at their own at the Moffitt County 21. This is KMTS. Back to Moffitt County High School. Very good. Minute 9
to go. 19-7. Bulldogs actually have one timeout remaining. Stevens got the first down after Henry Hill's big run.
Well, they'll just Lundin throw.
Have to spike the ball.
They'll just throw for the
end zone here a couple of times if they don't take a sack.
Fagan is wide left. Lundin back to throw. Has time, now being pressured, and the ball is stripped, and a flag is thrown. I think it's going to be holding against Linwood, which Mauve County will decline. It is holding. Bulldogs will decline. First and 10 Bulldogs. So it's a first turnover of the night for Linwood. And that thwarts a Linwood drive where they were threatening to score again.
Garrett? All right. Hey, I think I know that guy.
Garrett Walt caused the fumble for an offensive catch. Back throws.
Ivers throws over the middle. Incomplete. And looking for Ryder Seeley, who was open, and the ball throw just a little bit low. 59 seconds to go in the first half, 19-7 Demons. They need to keep out of the end zone. Now Ivers from the shotgun. Single back, back to throw, rolling to his right. Here comes pressure. Ivers throws on the run, and it is caught. Nice catch by Jacob Teeter. Maybe the teeter-totter keep his feet in bounds. Clock continue. Now they're going to move the chains, then they'll start the clock. 52 seconds. Bulldogs have one timeout remaining. 19-7 Demons. Ball at the Glenwood 48. Ivers checks over the D. Four receiver set. Single back. Straight back. Looking over the middle. Throws. And it is caught and dropped. Nice hit by Cam Avery, who jarred the ball loose. Miguel Molina had the catch. He was open. And Avery over there to rock his world and knock that ball loose. 46 seconds to go. Second and 10 Bulldogs. The Glenwood 48, 19-7 Demons. We'll have scores for you from around the western slope at halftime. This is homecoming, so we'll have an extended halftime. I think it was like 20 minutes. Ivers breaks from the huddle. Again, a four-receiver set. The running back is to his left. That's Samuelson. Ivers takes the snap, back to throw. Steps up, and he's going to be brought down. And he's tackled by Jesus Salinas. And the Bulldogs are going to have to call timeout. 39 seconds to go. That's Mauve County's last timeout. 19-7 Demons. It's KMTS. Back to Mauve County High School in Craig. 39 seconds to go in the first half. Linwood leading the Bulldogs 19-7. Third down and 8 for the Bulldogs after they burn their final timeout. Ivers comes out in the shotgun. Slot back is Ryder Seeley. Ivers back to throw. Has time. Sets up. Fires. It's picked off by Fetterhoff. Fetterhoff at the 50. Fetterhoff has blockers. Fetterhoff to the 40 and tripped up. Brought down at the 37-yard line. Levi Fetterhoff with the interception. And that is a great job of the Glenwood defense. With 29 seconds, plenty of time for Travis Lundin in the offense to get something on the board. They lead 19-7. Both teams out of timeouts.
It was a pretty good return by Fetterhoff, who showed his on a kick return a little earlier.
Lundin takes a snap, back to throw. Here comes the pressure. Steps up, fires. He's got a man open. It is caught. Touchdown, Michael Mills. Glenwood on the board. Are you kidding me? Lundin to Michael Mills for the score.
Boy.
That took all of 8 seconds.
38-yard TD pass, and it just shows, you know, no kneel down. The defense played that hard, and that timeout by Mauve County wound up costing them a touchdown.
38-yard touchdown pass from Travis Lundin to Michael Mills, who was wide open over the middle. And the Demon's going to go for two. Lundin in the shotgun. Hill to his left. Fake the handoff, throw. It is caught. And diving across the goal line for the two-point conversion is Michael Mills. That's the cherry on top. And that makes the score Glenwood 27, Moffat County 7. 21 seconds to go in the half. This is KMTS. Back to Moffat County High School and Craig. Ron Milhorn and Jack Jabor, the Glenwood Demons, with 20 points scored in this second quarter, lead the Bulldogs 27-7, 21 seconds left in the first half. A 38-yard touchdown pass from Travis Lundy to Michael Mills. A two-point conversion pass to Michael Mills. Here's the kick. Low kick. Kind of a squibber. Gets away from one man. Rolls to the 10 to the 11-yard line. Picked up by number 25, Jacob Teeter. Teeter is swarmed, buried under a number of Glenwood tacklers, including Justin Barham. Well, Glenwood has come to play tonight. 11 seconds to go. This is incredible.
Well, Levi Federoff had a lot to do with that interception, and then he returned the ball, let's see, 24 yards, and then one play, and Lundin puts him in the end zone. With that connection to the Mr. Touchdown, suddenly, Michael Mills.
Yeah. And Ivers in the center.
He's just going
to take
kneel.
A knee. Yeah. Run the clock down. And Coach Kip Papey is trying to regroup his troops on homecoming night. His Bulldogs are down to the Demons, 27-7.
They did not expect that after seeing what Glenwood has been through in the last few weeks.
Referees either warming up their shoulders or the clock operator to run the clock. And there it is. It is halftime. And Bulldog fans stunned as their Bulldogs trail the Glenwood Demons 27-7. We'll be back with highlights from the first half and scores from around the Western Slope right after this on KMTS. And welcome back to Moffat County High School with Craig. Halftime. And it's homecoming for the Bulldogs. And not much to celebrate for the Bulldog fans. The Glenwood Demons taking care of business tonight. 27-7 our score here at half. Glenwood struck first. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Henry Hill, a one-yard touchdown run. The PAT was good. 7-0 Glenwood. That's after the ball exchanged hands a couple times. And Glenwood able to get a drive going. Glenwood scored again in the second quarter. With 6:47 to go, Travis Lundin, 5-yard touchdown run. The PAT was blocked. It was 13-0 Glenwood. Moffat County finally got on the board with about 2 minutes later, 4:19 mark. Bubba Ivers, who's been the Bulldogs' best weapon tonight, the quarterback, a 10-yard touchdown run. The bootleg has been the best play for Bubba Ivers. 10-yard touchdown run. PAT was good. 13-7 at that point. Glenwood comes back and answers about a minute later, less than a minute later in the second quarter. Travis Lundin, a 59-yard touchdown pass to Cam Avery up the right sideline. Two-point conversion failed, 19-7. Then the kickoff was a short one, returned to about the 48-yard line from Moffat County. They had good field position. A pass a couple plays later, Levi Federhoff picked off a pass for Bubba Ivers, returned at about 24 yards. To the Moffat County 38-yard line with 21 seconds left. Both teams out of timeouts. Travis Lundin back to throw, fires a 38-yard strike to Michael Mills, reminiscent of last week's touchdown pass to Mills, a slant over the middle, and Mills took it to the house for the score. A two-point conversion, a pass to Michael Mills, diving across the goal line, made it 27-7, and that's where we stand. The Demons playing with confidence. One turnover, they've had a couple of holding penalties, but other than that, it's just a different team under Travis Lundin.
Well, that's for certain. Lundin, you know, we talked about how he hadn't had impressive numbers running the football in his debut last week, or at least his significant playing time debut. But tonight, he's carried the ball six times for 51 yards, and he's got a touchdown. So he is really making a difference just with his feet. Throwing the ball, he's been almost perfect. He's 9 of 10 for 181 yards and
man.
Two touchdowns. Yep, just the one incompletion. And Henry Hill has benefited from this all of a sudden a three-pronged attack from Glenwood instead of, you know, just the pass, the throwing game, and then Hill on the ground. And he's got 12 carries for 73 yards. So altogether, Glenwood, 19 carries for 118 yards and then 180 through the air. So close to 300 yards in net offense for the first half. Cam Avery's caught three passes for 90 yards and a touchdown. Austin Tribble, a couple of really nice hand catches where he reached for the ball and just pulled it in. Four catches for 53 yards. And Michael Mills, with the long touchdown reception, two catches for 38 yards. For Moffitt County, Bubber Ivers has not been able to throw the ball much. He's 2 of 6 for 23 yards. And, of course, the interception by Levi Federhoff setting up Glenwood's last score there right before the half. Ivers on the ground, almost 100 yards, 2 yards shy of it in 14 carries, and does have a touchdown. Michael Samuelson, the other hammer that we heard about anyway in the Bulldog attack, 10 carries for 38 yards, and three other runners are actually in the negative. A total of 28 carries for 133 yards at halftime for the Bulldogs. So they've carried the ball about 11 more times, or about 10 more times than Glenwood, and gained 15 yards more. But the weapon through the air, combined with the running game for Glenwood, has really been way too much for the homecoming fans or the Bulldogs up to this point. We haven't seen Glenwood get ahead like this since the Basalt game. They did score first against Palisade at a brief 6-0 lead, but I think Palisade came back with four consecutive touchdowns, and it wasn't until the second half that Glenwood made a game of that one. Last week, Battle Mountain jumped on Glenwood early. I think they were up 28-0 in the first half, and then Lundeen came in, put 21 points on the board. So right now in the Travis Lundeen era, if it's not too soon to say that, you know, he's put, 48 points on the board in four quarters.
So, of course, we got our first glimpse of young Travis last year. He was thrust into duty against Montrose in the second game of the season when Luke Jacob was out with a concussion. And we thought, oh, boy, this could be ugly. But he showed a lot of toughness and confidence.
Well, he was 9 of 12 for 100 yards in that game.
Yeah. And they almost knocked off Montrose. But he is playing like a real pro tonight. And again, you wonder if John Forstall will find his way back into the lineup at some point, if Rocky Whitworth will work him in there, because he's a fine athlete. And he'd be a nice weapon to have, of course, a senior. And we'll wait and see. Right now, things are clicking for the Glenwood Demons, aside from a few penalties and the one turnover, the fumble by Lundeen as he was being pressured. Well, look at the fireworks. That's an impressive show here at halftime. Homecoming. It's rocking the press box. 27-7 our score. Glenwood leading Moffitt County.
So far, that's the only impressive thing about the home team, other than the running above the Ivers.
Well, looking at some scores from around the Western Slope, some that might surprise you. Again, Glenwood leading Moffitt County 27-7 here at half. Rifle leading Steamboat in Steamboat 26-6. The Sailors have not won, and I don't think they're going to win tonight. It's a program that's been down since their run to the state championship in 2009 when they lost to Valor Christian. But Steamboat trailing Rifle 26-6. Palisade and Battle Mountain at halftime. Get this. The number one Palisade Bulldogs against the unranked Battle Mountain Huskies. 21-21 is the score at half. Delta leading Eagle Valley 20-3. And in 2A, bit of a surprise here. I'm sure not to the Salt Longhorns. They lead the Aspen Skiers 10-7. And that's in Aspen. That's at half. Grand Valley leading Gunnison. Or, I'm sorry, Gunnison leading Grand Valley 19-15 down in Gunnison. Roaring Fork with just one win. They're leading the defending state 2A champion Olathe Pirates 7-0 at halftime in Carbondale. So good for Coach Tori Jensen back in the coaching ranks. His Rams leading 7-0. Cedar Ridge and Coleridge. Down at Cedar Ridge, it's 21-all at half. Don't have a score here on the computer, but I got that from Mama Cotton. She gives me the scores, so I can trust her.
Well, I am not surprised by Battle Mountain playing Palisade close.
No.
First of all, Battle Mountain's at home, but in the games we saw, Battle Mountain looked much stronger than Palisade as far as offensively anyway. I mean, they didn't throw the football much either. Neither team does, but their running game was impressive. Whereas Glenwood really did a pretty good job against Palisade. They had some poor field position, and you know, I certainly thought they had a chance against Palisade. Whereas in that Battle Mountain game, it was like, wow! Until Lundeen came in and suddenly sparked things, that just looked like it was going to be another one of those running clock games. So I'm not surprised by Battle Mountain at all. And of course, they lost that last second game to Rifles, so that put them under the gun. But this would, if they managed to pull this one off, it would put them back in the driver's seat because they'd have the tiebreaker over Palisade.
Now, who's going to kick off second half?
Glenwood will receive.
So
they won the toss and deferred.
So you know, Coach Kip Apey's telling his defense, "Hey, let's suck it up here. We got to get a stop and get the ball back and get back in this game."
Well, I would assume with a nice lead like this that we're going to see a heavy dose of Lundeen and Henry Hill just alternating running the ball.
Yeah,
he'll give it to Hill sometimes. He'll fake it to him and go the other way.
Yeah, the fakes have been executed just perfectly, just enough to get the defense on their heels a little bit. Boy, an impressive fireworks show here in Craig. Well, I want to remind you, for folks that were hoping to watch the game with our call on BeHeardTV.com, Chris Tribble and his troops, they brought a lot of equipment up here, the trucks, the cameras, the cables, and lo and behold, no internet. And they tried to run a splitter up here and share it, and it wasn't enough. Didn't want enough to get it going. So Be Her TV, I guess, not going tonight, unfortunately. So hey, we'll try again later in the season. I know Chris and his crew, they want to do like a game of the week for the rest of the season, and we'll probably hook up down the road.
Well, this would have been
playoffs.
A great one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Too bad you can't see it. Glad you can hear it.
But hopefully the folks at Vic's Route 6 in West Glenwood are enjoying dinner and drinks and enjoying the game on the radio. And if you are, welcome aboard to KMTS and KMTS.com. And again, Chris Tribble and Beher TV did their best. They were working frantically trying to get things going, and the technical problems just got in the way. Our score here at halftime, it's Glenwood 27 and Moffat County 7. Looking at looking ahead to Glenwood's future games. Wow. Holy cow.
They just set off an A-bomb beyond the end zone there.
My beagle would be, he would have a heart attack, right? He'd be in the grave right now. He hates fireworks. That was amazing. What a concussion.
Well, there was this big flaming ball. I can't see the field very well. I can't see the scoreboard, but I can see the fireworks really well from here.
If Glenwood plays Steamboat next week at home, and that, well, the way they're playing now, that should be a victory. Eagle Valley in Gypsum. Eagle Valley always puts up a fight. And then Delta at home, and then Rifle at Bear Stadium. And this is a much improved Demons team. For Moffat County, Battle Mountain here at home, then at Rifle, and then here at home against Eagle Valley. And then they finish up, as they usually do, with Steamboat Springs, that Valley rivalry. Last year, Glenwood, we talked about the games between Glenwood and Moffat County over the years. Recent years, Glenwood won at 35-7 last year, as the Demons went on to take second in the state, losing the Elizabeth in the state championship. In 09, Glenwood's another playoff year for the Demons. They shut out Moffat County 31-0. And then during their state championship year in 08, it's Glenwood over Moffat County 41-7. 27-7 is our score here at the half as it winds down. Glenwood leading Moffat County. You're listening to KMTS and KMTS.com. Welcome back to Moffitt County High School and Craig, Ron Milhorn and Jack Javor. Glad you could join us here on KMTS and KMTS.com. Halftime winding down here, the Glenwood Demons. A stunning first half, leading the Bulldogs on their homecoming night, 27-7. Travis Lundeen getting it done at quarterback, running and throwing. He's got over 180 yards passing. And Henry Hill, a one-yard touchdown run. Michael Mills, probably the best all-round athlete on the team with a 59-yard touchdown reception. Austin Tribble with some great catches tonight. And I know that pains his dad, Chris, that he couldn't get it on camera. As we heard TV again having technical problems, could not get the internet connection going to provide the live webcast. But those things happen, unfortunately. Lucky for us, we've got everything's working smoothly here. And Craig, we appreciate the folks here at Moffitt County High School for showing hospitality, making room for us here. We're right on the 50. We got the best spot in the house. And hopefully next year, we have a new press box. Keep those fingers crossed. Knock on Formica or whatever this is. We can show some hospitality to the visitors next year at Stuebler Memorial Field. We'll be home next week at Stuebler as the Glenwood Demons host the Steamboat Sailors. Again, running down those scores in the Western Slope. We mentioned Steamboat, the Rifle leading them in Steamboat, 26-6. Bears probably going to go to 6-0. And yeah, I'm going to get on Kevin Schaefer. I'm going to give the Bears some love there. They're barely cracking the top 10. They should be at least number 8. They're proving themselves week after week. And let's see where else we got. And the real shootout is at halftime. That game, that second half will be getting underway soon. In Edwards, the Battle Mountain Huskies and the number 1 ranked Palisade Bulldogs all tied at 21. Delta leading Eagle Valley in Gypsum, 20-3. And our score here, 27-7 Glenwood over Moffitt County. And in 2A, Basalt with a 10-7 lead over Aspen at halftime. Gunnison leading Grand Valley 19-15. Roaring Fork with a 7-0 lead over Olathe. And Coleridge and Cedar Ridge tied at 21 at half. So the Glenwood Demons will get the ball to start the second half.
Well, it's important that they keep that offensive momentum and at least, you know, get some first downs if they don't put some more on the more points on the board, because I think you're going to see Bubba Ivers just really trying to assert himself in the second half, and he is certainly a talented runner. Glenwood has held him down a little bit, but still he has nearly 100 yards at halftime. And we've seen the last 2 weeks, Glenwood has been down big, just like they're up big right now, 20 points or so at halftime, and come back and made a game of both of them. Moffitt County certainly would like to do that here in the second half, and it appears they have the horses to do it, but so far Glenwood defensively has certainly been up to the task.
Well, the first half, all the fireworks provided by the Glenwood Demons offense, and at halftime, the tremendous fireworks show. Must have an alum that's a pyrotechnician, because that was pretty amazing.
Well, I remember they used to fire the cannon all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Remember they burned a demon in effigy some years ago. That was pretty spooky.
I was looking back at past games, and prior to the 4-game winning streak by Glenwood, Moffitt had won 5 straight years, and most of those were not close. But Glenwood has turned that around and threatening to balance the books, at least.
Fetterhoff and Mills in the last 10 years for Glenwood.
And you would not have thought of those two as your kick returners, but both of them have set up scores with dandy returns
Jonathan
so far.
Pando's kick is high and to the left side. It's taken
at
the 4 by Fetterhoff. Crossed the 10, 15, stood up and driven down to the turf. And Glenwood Demon is shaking up. That is Derek Chase Antonelli hobbling off the field. Fetterhoff carries to the 18-yard line.
I think that's
return of 14.
Gosh, is that Bob Antonelli's son? Bob played some college football. Played for me way back when in junior high.
Demons going left to right.
Well, that ball was going to go out of bounds.
Yeah.
Fetterhoff should have let it go, and they'd have the ball at the 35-yard line instead of
18.
Yeah.
Lundin at shotgun sends triple in motion. Hand off the hill. Finds a hole and quickly brought down. Nice tackle made. It was Josh Pritchard on the tackle. No gain, second and 10. There was a hole there quickly, and Pritchard came up and made the stop. Two receivers to the right. Now here goes triple in motion. Handoff is fake. Carry by Lundin, and trying to strip the ball away, and he protects it. He carries across the 20 to the 23-yard line.
Well, this is a situation they have not been in. It's almost forced to pass here, third and about six.
No huddle. Bemis just looked to the sideline for a signal. Lundin, a third and six, takes the snap, straight back to throw, delayed handoff to Hill. And Hill brought down, he's wrestled down shy of the 25-yard line, and the Demons have to punt it away. And that's exactly what I'm sure Coach Kip Hafey wanted. He said, go out, get a stop, let's get the ball back. Because the Demons' punting game is pretty poor. Now who's going to punt? It is going to be a new punter this time. It is Caden Sorensen instead of Henry Hill.
Well, he punted earlier in this season. And let's see.
Good snap.
Basalt game.
A little bit of pressure. Got the ball away. End over end punt. Should take a Glenwood bounce. No, it was caught. Now near midfield. That was Garrett Stewart with a gutsy return. It was a tough ball to catch, and he took it across midfield to the Glenwood 48-yard line. This is exactly what the Bulldogs wanted to start the second half. Get a stop and get the ball in good field position. 27-7 Demons. Second half just underway. Ivers, the quarterback, under center. Three behind him in the T formation. Dive play over the middle. And that's Samuelson across the 45 to the 44-yard line. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Second and five for the Bulldogs. No need to hurry. They don't get all the points back at once. Again, T formation. Ivers under center. Keeper by Ivers. Breaks one tackle. And finally brought down by Jesus Salinas. Got him by the jersey. It'll bring him down shy. The first down will be third down and three. Ball at the Glenwood 44-yard line. No, sorry, 42.
That gives Ivers 100 yards on 15 carries tonight.
Third and three. Ivers die play over the middle. First down and more for the Bulldogs. Across the 40 to the 37. That is Michael Samuelson on the carry for the first down for the Bulldogs. Wes Chapman coming in with a play for Moffitt County. 27-7, Demons lead. 9:15 to go, third quarter. And a timeout. Nope, it's an official timeout. And looks like Justin Barham having to adjust his helmet. And we're ready to go. First and 10, Bulldogs.
Well, Glenwood defense has had to hold a couple of times tonight. The most critical Bulldogs inside the 10.
Ivers, handoff. Number one, Wes Chapman. And Chapman calling
ball.
Big blockers. Wes Chapman.
Didn't look like he ever went down.
No. Sweep to the right. And a gain of 8, second and 2.
Interesting. I never saw him get tackled. And yet he stopped. That was interesting.
Carries up to the 30-yard line for the Demons. Second and 3. Now hand off to the left side. And it's Mason Updike. Updike carrying for the first down. Carries to the 26-yard line. First and 10, Moffitt County. 8:21 to go in the third quarter.
This is what I was kind of concerned about, the big lead, and all, you know, Glenwood goes basically three and out, and not a very good punt, and Moffitt County with the chance to get their
confidence
back.
Up the middle, dive play, and pulling his way forward is Michael Samuelson across the 20, and carries down to the 17, make it the 18-yard line, and that's another first down.
No, it shouldn't
no.
be.
No. Make it a yard, second and a yard. Gain of 9. Boy, they're just controlling the line of scrimmage. Ivers turns, hands off up the middle to Samuelson. And Samuelson inside the 10-yard line, first and goal Bulldogs. Austin Tribble and Michael Mills brought him down. Moffitt County coming out with determination.
29 yards and 4 carries for Samuelson this quarter.
And Coach Joe Lucky says, I want to call a timeout here and get my defense regrouped. 27-7 Demons lead. Moffitt County marching, and they've got the ball first and goal on the 8-yard line. 7:43 to go third quarter. It's KMTS. Back to Moffitt County High School. Craig. Coach Joe Lucky knocked off the field.
At the Glenwood 8-yard line, 27-7 Demons, 7:43 to go third quarter. Ivers under center. Dive play to Samuelson. He stopped and brought down. He went right over right guard, tried to go over left guard, and the Demons
there to bring him down, including Brandon Simmental.
Jesus Salinas in there. No go, no gain. Second and goal from the 8.
Watch out for Ivers.
Ivers, there he goes. He wanted to pitch, and the Glenwood Demons read it all the way. Probably should have pitched. The pitch man was Garrett Stewart. And I was carrying that ball like a loaf of bread, as they say. And
trying to read the number of the Glenwood player that really halted that play, and I just can't pick it off.
Fetterhoff came in there.
Okay, maybe it was. I thought it was 23.
And also I saw Michael Brunk as well. So third and goal from the 8, no gain. Ivers under center, T formation. Fumbles the ball. Snaps. Fumbles the ball. Glenwood saying they have it. It is Glenwood's ball.
Who's at the bottom of the pile?
It is Glenwood's ball. That is a huge turnover. My goodness gracious. Bubba Ivers. Fumbled the snap, and Glenwood recovered, and probably... 6:39 to go, third quarter. And the Demons turn away the Bulldogs. Big turnover there, 27-7. Glenwood will take over. Demons will on their own 8-yard line.
Well, I was thinking if they would need a turnover to stop Moffitt the way they were moving the ball, but then they got him to third down, and you thought, well, the defense is rising up.
Snap. Hands it off the Hill. Cuts it up. And Hill gives Glenwood a little running room, a little breathing room.
Yeah, but that stop isn't going to mean much if Glenwood can't get a first down or two here. They got to get out from underneath their goal line.
Gain of 2, second down and 8. And Henry Hill ran 8 yards to get 2. He was in the end zone. Lundeen takes a snap, hands it off the Hill, breaks a couple of tackles, got back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard. So third down and long in a passing situation.
Well, maybe not. Backed up like this, I don't think they want to take that chance. Of course, the punting game has just been atrocious for Glenwood. They've switched punters here, but they only got 29 yards on their last punt.
No huddle for the Demons. Lundeen shotgun. Looks over the D. Takes a snap. He's going to run it. And Lundeen is stopped.
Yeah, they've just taken away the pass by being pinned so far back. If they were going to throw, they pretty much needed to do it on first down.
Picked up a yard, fourth down and 5. The Demons have to punt it away. Against Caden
Sorensen, punting from his own end zone. Gets a good snap. Here comes a little bit of pressure. Gets the ball away. Low kick, end over end. Taken by Garrett Stewart. Stewart breaks a couple of tackles, runs to the right side, and finally driven out of bounds, and a flag is thrown.
Probably going to be a late hit out of bounds. That's going to move Moffitt into scoring position.
Unless it's a hold.
on the return.
Or face mask.
Well, we'll see.
I saw one official indicate face mask, but I think they're talking to Glenwood captains.
Sure looks like it.
No, they're pointing. It is.
Personal foul. Glenwood. That's what we thought it was.
Boy, when you get near the sidelines, if you got a guy going out of bounds, stay away. Oh, that hurts. Well, you're just giving your opponent another chance here.
Well, it was going to be bad enough. The ball was going to be where? About the 35. And instead,
5:02 to go, third quarter, 27-7 Demons. Ball at the Glenwood 22-yard line.
Didn't they just do this?
Ivers rolling to throw from on his left side. Escapes the pressure, and he's brought down. He is dropped for a big loss back at the 30-yard line. And Jesus Salinas gets credit for the sack, but he was pressured by Justin Barham. And Ivers, right-handed thrower, rolling to his left. Didn't see anybody open, and then stepped back into the defense that was swarming toward him. And went right into the teeth of it.
Well, the defense rose to the occasion last time.
Loss of 7, second and 17 for the Bulldogs. 27-7 Glenwood.
Giving up 3 first downs.
Ivers fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, wants to throw, being pressured. Escapes one man, and he is driven out of bounds.
You know, one thing I've noticed about him is that he seems to like to go out of bounds a couple of times. Rather than try to fight for an extra yard or two, he just kind of takes that little extra step toward the sideline.
Gain of 2, third and 15 for Moffitt County. They're doing Glenwood favors here. Some unproductive plays. Third and 15, Bulldogs.
They've gotten away from what they were doing well earlier, even in this quarter.
Ivers in the shotgun. Two backs flanking him. Low snap, back to throw. Throws incomplete, intended for Molina. He was wide open, and he's slapping himself on the helmet.
Well, he was turning to go upfield, trying to catch the ball as he turned, instead of making sure that he got the catch first. And it cost him. Now it's fourth down. Of course, they'll go for it where they are.
Fourth and 15 and an official timeout. 27-7 our score. Glenwood leading Moffitt County here with 4:09 to go in the third quarter. Got you covered. Invite you to celebrate the season with generous rebates on select styles of Hunter Douglas window products through December 12th. Get rebates up to $300 plus additional federal tax credits up to $500 on select honeycomb shades. For all the details, call Got You Covered today at 945-4010, 945-4010. Fourth and 15 for the Bulldogs going for it here. At the Glenwood 27, Ivers in the shotgun, takes the snap, back to throw, steps up, being pressured, rolls to his right, heaves one downfield, going for the end zone, and he is knocked away and almost caught on the deflection. Fetterhoff leaped up, knocked it down, and Jacob Teeter almost came down with it. That was almost a CU Michigan replay. Cordell Stewart to Michael Westbrook at the Big House some years ago.
Well, that was nearly a spectacular play for Moffitt. Instead, it's another goal line or you know,
sort of,
kind of a
timeout call. Glenwood. A little confusion there on the alignment. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, 27-7 Demons. This is KMTS. Back to Moffitt County High School and Craig. Glenwood Demons leading the Moffitt County Bulldogs 27-7 in the Moffitt County's homecoming night. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Dodge a couple of bullets, keeping their own territory. They got a little breathing room now at their own 27. Lundeen from the shotgun.
Let's see if they throw first down.
Back to throw. Yep. Here comes the pressure. He's looking downfield. Great throw! Caught by Grant Fagan. And Fagan, little used in the offense, makes a great catch. That was a terrific throw by Lundeen as he was being pressured by two Moffitt County defenders.
And that is the difference, that when you can start out throwing, you got a little bit of room to operate instead of, you know, the last two times they just had to run because they were backed up against the
first and 10 Demons at their own 44. Demons by 20.
Gain of 17.
Lundeen takes a snap. Hands it off to Hill. Right tackle. Hill stood up. Knocked down after about a 3-yard gain. Listen to this score. Third quarter, Battle Mountain 35, Palisade 21.
Not surprised.
Whew. Roy Fork over Olathe, 15-8.
You know who's going to be surprised, though? Kevin Schaefer, because he probably did not give Battle Mountain or Rifle much credit since Rifle just barely beat Battle Mountain.
Bears
now,
over Steamboat 40-6.
That's going to make a little difference.
Second down and 7 for Glenwood. Fake the handoff. Rolling to his left is Lundeen. Throws, and it's incomplete. Overthrew Michael Mills. And that's going to bring a third down and 7.
Just the second incompletion on the night for Lundeen, and he did have Mills open, but rolling to his left, a little tougher throw, put too much on it.
Basalt still leading Aspen 10-7. Grand Valley's taking the lead over Gunnison 22-19.
What Glenwood needs here is to be able to break off a couple of runs that make some yardage. So far this quarter, they've not been able to gain hardly anything. Henry Hill has gained 6 yards on 5
carries.
Here
comes a blitz. Back to throw Lundeen. Escapes the pressure. Lundeen gets across the 50. He's about 2 yards short of the first down.
Well, that almost did it. But it's fourth down. I'm guessing they'll punt here. Although their chances of getting 2 yards are probably better than pinning Moffitt with a punt.
Yep.
But it does look like they're going to kick.
John Forstall in the game. He's the up man. Caden Sorensen, the punt. Deep is Teeter. There's the snap. Kick is up, and a nice punt. And it's going to roll at the 10, the 5, and finally in the end zone. And big sigh of relief for Garrett Stewart as he doing the safe call. 27-7 our score here in the third quarter, 2:27 to go. Even struck first in the first quarter, outscored Moffitt County 20-7 in the second quarter. Why accept the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries? Come into Soper's Lighting for great savings throughout the store. Soper's Lighting supports the Glenwood Demons. Well, the Ivers comes out under center. T formation, 3 in the backfield.
See if they continue trying to throw the ball. They tried to throw all 4 downs last time.
That's a reverse. This time to Molina. Molina gets the first down across the 30-yard line. And, oh, my goodness. Coming up slowly is number 44, Dan Miller. He made the first hit on Molina, bounced off him, and crawling on his knees. Now gets to his feet, and he's hobbled.
It's a first down for Moffitt County.
Yep. And Moffitt County taking a knee. Always like that show of respect and sportsmanship when someone gets hurt. Gourmet coffee, hot and cold specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and take-and-bake entrees like lasagna and enchiladas. Brighten your day with a sunny tummy, compliments of Sunshine's Deli in Glenwood Springs on the way to Ski Sunlight next to Mountain Market. For sunny tummy, call Sunshine's Deli today, 945-1303, 945-1303. 27-7 our score here, third quarter, 2:19 to go, Glenwood with the lead. Again, Battle Mountain over Palisade, 35-21 in the third quarter. Delta leading Eagle Valley, 27-3. Rifle leading Steamboat in the third quarter, 40-6. And Dan Miller still being tended to by...
The way they're working is, it, I don't know.
Almost looks like a cramp.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The way they... And he just can't get up, but doesn't look like it's a real serious injury. It's hard to, just speculate. But just kind of the way they were working on him, it appeared as if they were... Yeah, it looks like they're going to help him up now, and he's going to be all right. He's just... Yeah, he's definitely, it's a cramp of some sort.
It is a cold night. Right now, I imagine temperatures in the upper 20s.
Eat more bananas. 44.
Yes, we have no bananas.
Yeah, he's walking off just a little gingerly, but he's completely on his own power, it looks like.
Bulldogs anxious to go here. First and 10 from their own 30. 27-7 Demons. And Ivers under center, looks over the D. T formation, three in the backfield. And it's a bootleg, keeper by Ivers. He gets across the 30-31. Got a yard, second down and nine. The Glenwood defense, again, they're savvy.
Making that adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job at halftime, no doubt, by the coaches. And just a yard on that bootleg that was getting 14 and 20 yards in the first half. And the other thing that Mauve County doing, you know, running the football is also running the clock here, under 2 minutes to go.
It's type of eye formation, straight eye. And it's Updike at quarterback.
Yep.
It was a dive play to the fullback and a gain of a yard. So that's going to bring up third down and eight.
Yeah, so it without
the Samuelson on the carry.
Without the ability to throw the football, down 20 points. You know, Moffitt County really needed to score when they had the ball in Glenwood territory there, that fumble. And
so third and eight coming up the minute mark here in the third quarter. Updike again at quarterback, eye formation.
Change the complexion of this game.
Updike takes the handoff, wants to throw. He's going to be pressured and brought down, and they throw the ball down. That should be a sack. They're saying incomplete pass?
Oh,
what?
Terrible.
Are you kidding me?
I'm looking for
incomplete.
The number again.
Yeah. Who was he throwing to?
Was it Federhoff coming in again?
Yeah, that was Barham.
Oh, Barham. Okay.
Incomplete pass. What? Come on.
As he was falling to the ground,
yeah.
He throws
That's
the ball.
That's a flag. Come on, Zebra. All right. Well, that was a homecoming call there.
They haven't gotten many.
No,
we'll give them that.
That's true. A minute two to go here in the third.
Ivers
back to punt.
Ivers tried
to run. Glenwood.
Oh, they don't have any more then. Wow. Glenwood using up their last timeout.
A minute two to go, third quarter, 27-7 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Moffitt County High School. Craig, a great defensive stand. Bulldogs 27-7. A minute two to go, third quarter. Bub Ivers back to punt for the Bulldogs. Michael Mills will receive right around the 35.
He did try to run out of this formation out of punt in a punt situation in the first half. Didn't get too far and had to pooch it.
Good snap. Punt, end over end. Mills will let this one bounce as he slips and falls.
Oh.
It would almost touch the ball.
Did they?
No.
A Moffitt player dove on it thinking they may have, but I don't think they did.
Well, the guy trying to sell it to the ref, he's saying, no, it's Mills.
But that was dangerous because Mills slipped. The ball could have easily rolled. And
this field is not in great condition. Ball's at the 34-yard line. 51 seconds to go in the third quarter. Demons up 27-7. Listen to this score. Battle Mountain 42, Palisade 21. The Huskies taking the bite out of the Bulldogs. Believe that in Edwards. Incredible. Lundin, the shotgun. Three receivers left. Fake the handoff to Hill. Pump fake. Lundin going down to Mills. Mills has it in the midfield. He's belted, but holds onto the ball as Molina brought the wood. But Michael Mills, great hands, saw the ball into his hands. Protected it, knew he was going to get hit. And another big gate, and Travis Lundin, well over 200 yards through the air tonight.
That was a 26-yard completion. And, you know, Glenwood has always, and it's Coach Rocky Whitworth's credit, always run great patterns and had men open. They haven't always been able to connect this well, though.
First and 10, Demons near midfield. Hand off to Hill. No, this is Jake Bear. And Bear, look at Bear. Quick to hit that hole. Picks up about eight.
Where is that masked man?
I'm telling you.
Can't see him being an lineman.
He's 5 foot nothing.
Pretty
tough as nails, great kid. 5'10", 5'2", 125 pounds. And he's, you know, he's patient. He knows he's a little guy. As soon as coach taps him on the shoulder, says, get in there, he'll give you 100%. And that is the end of the third quarter. A scoreless third quarter, but the Demons up by 20, 27-7 as we go to the fourth after this on KMTS. Back to Moffitt County High School in Craig, Ron Miller, Jack, go to the fourth quarter, leading Moffitt County, homecoming night. First down, carry for a first down for Travis Lundin. Carries to the Moffitt County 38. Fourth quarter just underway, Lundin in the shotgun, fakes the handoff to Bear, being pressured, escapes the pressure, rolls to his left, going to keep it. Eludes one man, and almost got back to the line of scrimmage. Good job by Travis Lundeen. Jake Bear trying to pick up the blitz and did enough to keep the guy, the defender, off of Lundeen.
I wonder if Henry Hill's all right. He only carried the ball 5 times for 6 yards last.
Well, I see him on the sidelines. He's standing there doing all right, looks like. Still in uniform. Bear still in there to the left of Lundeen. 27-7 Demons. Second down and 12. Hand off to Bear. And Jake fighting for those extra yards. Got back the line of scrimmage. The original line of scrimmage, nothing more. That'll bring up third down and 10. Looks like Cam Avery coming in for Glenwood. So Henry Hill still on the sidelines. Going to be going without a huddle, as they normally do.
The important thing for Glenwood was they survived that quarter. They only gained 24 yards running, did pass
Lundeen
for 43.
Fakes the handoff, back to throw, a screen pass to Garrett Lowe. Lowe runs off 30,
hold
25,
on to the ball.
Down to the 21-yard line. First down, Glenwood. Great call by the Demons.
They usually run that to Hill. Lowe's caught a couple of passes this year, but both of them have been for extra points, as I'm correct in thinking. I think
and
that's his first reception.
Glenwood expecting the pressure to come up the middle, and good job by the offensive line to sell that. And Garrett Lowe carries for the first down on that screen pass. First and 10, Demons at the bottom of County 22. Hand off to Bear. Left side cuts it up the middle. Spins off a tackle. Look at Jake Bear go. The little bitty guy just battling for yards. Carries up to the 16-yard line. Jake Bear interviewed me for a DECA project a couple weeks ago. I was very impressed by Jake. Fagan comes out and Keith Winkler in for Glenwood. That was a gain of 5 there for Jake, 2nd and 5. Dribble in motion. Hand off to Bear. Cuts it left, cuts it right. Goes up the middle. He's very shifty to the 15. Updike on the tackle. And the Demons keeping it on the ground here. Taking time off the clock. 9:30 to go. 27-7 Glenwood.
That third quarter was so important, and the defense contributed this time.
Third and 3.
They obviously did in the first half as well, but they really were in some bad situations.
Keeper by Lundeen, and Lundeen's got the first down and more. Lundeen across the 10, down to the 9-yard line, and another first down. This is a first and goal, Glenwood. The Demons continue and hang on to win this game. But to get down on the field and get a word with Travis, Coach Whitworth. Clock continues to run. Coming up to the 9-minute mark here. 20-point lead for the Demons. Lundeen, first and goal. Keeper, no, it's a handoff to Bear. And Bear, 125 pounds, has about 500 pounds tackle him. About 4 or 5 players. Jake, tough as nails wrestler. Here comes Henry Hill back in the game.
Call it the 10. So he lost a yard.
It looks like it's at the 9, yeah. Second and goal from the 9. Hill in the backfield now. Lundeen, back to throw. Stets up, pump fake, throws over the middle, caught, touchdown. And diving across is Cam Avery. Avery caught at the 2 and dove across the goal line for the score. A good job of the line and a great job by Travis Lundeen, showing great patience.
I can't believe he spotted him there. You know, I saw Henry Hill floating out to the right, and I thought that's where he would go. But he just kept looking and looking, and Avery uncovered, and then a great job of getting into the end zone.
The 8:22 to go in the game, and Pretorius on to attempt the extra point.
And that really should do it. We'll see, but it appears they've taken the fight and the bite out of the Bulldogs.
Good snap placement. Kick is up. And this one right down the middle.
That's the best kick I've seen him make all year.
8:22 to go in the ball game. It's Glenwood 34, Moffat County 7. This is KMTS. Back to Moffat County High School in Craig. Ron Millhorn and Jack Glenwood Demons playing a spoiler tonight. Spoiling party for the Moffat County Bulldogs on homecoming night. 34-7, a 9-yard touchdown pass from Travis Lundeen to Cam Avery. Great job of the line to give Lundeen some time and to find Avery open.
And that's three touchdown passes tonight for Lundeen. He had two last week, five touchdown passes now in just over five quarters.
Low kick. It's going to go out of bounds, so we'll have to get it to the 35.
The special teams play has not been superlative for Glenwood, but they've been excelling in every other area.
Yeah. A scoreless third quarter, and the Demons open the fourth with an impressive time-consuming drive. Cap it off with a 9-yard TD pass, Lundeen to Avery.
And that actually started a couple of plays into the third quarter, went 11 plays, 77 yards.
Battle Mountain is going to win. They're going to beat Palisade 49-21, and that's 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Good for the Huskies. Ivers in the shotgun, back to throw, being pressured, being chased, and he's going to be brought down, a big sack. And that is, well, let's get a number quick. That's a Garrett Lowe with a sack, and he's headbutting his teammates. That's the fourth sack in the third. They've been pressuring him all night when he's had to throw.
Well, let's see. Remember they had Updike in there once, and he was sacked once. I think that was...
That's going to bring up second and 25 for the Bulldogs. So Ivers back to throw.
Third sack.
They throw a screen over the middle to Molina, and Glenwood there to read it, and Molina picks up a couple of yards. 49-21, Battle Mountain leading Palisade. Delta beat Eagle Valley 27-3. And Olathe and Roaring Fork all tied at 15 in the fourth. 34-7 our score here, Glenwood over Moffitt County. Third down and 24. Flag is thrown before the snap. Travis Lundeen, what a night. Three touchdown passes. It's against illegal substitution against Glenwood. So I'll give Bulldogs 5 yards there.
Glenwood's had a couple of big penalties, but they overcame one of them that would have seemed to have thwarted a touchdown drive, but they recovered with a nice pass, and really it's just five. That's penalty number five on the night. Not too bad.
Makes it third and 19 for Moffitt County. Got a discussion still going on here with the referees. And here we go. Third and 19. 34-7 Demons. Ivers sets up the throw, runs it up the middle, spins, and tries to get out of the clutches of Simmental. I'm sorry, that was Salinas, who held on to him. And Moffitt County having to punt it away. Ivers, boy, just kind of sulking as he goes back into punt formation. Well, the dance will be no fun for the Bulldogs tonight.
Most teams don't do that anymore, do they? Have homecoming dance on the same night as the game? That's the way it used to be.
Way back,
a long time ago.
You mean the gym and the big dance? Slow snap. Ivers gets away, end over end punt. Mills. He's not going to chase it down. He'll let it roll. And it rolls dead at the 28-yard line of Glenwood. Demons lead 6:18 to go, 34-7. And some of the homecoming crowd, they've filed out. A lot of fun and festivities and parties. I'm sure they had parades, all kinds of good times, fireworks at halftime. But in between the on the gridiron, it's been Glenwood providing the fireworks. Aside from a few penalties and poor special teams play, Glenwood have played a flawless game. It's Forrestall in a quarterback. And a handoff to the right side. And a flag is thrown. That's going to be a late hit, a personal foul against Moffitt County. It's Jake Bear. Moffitt County defense backing up for another 15. 6:10 to go in the game. So John Forrestall gets mop up. You know, good for John. You know, he could be discouraged and just say, I'm out of here, I quit. But he's a great kid and a fine athlete. And it's good to have two solid quarterbacks on your roster.
There is no denying the difference in the kind of the offensive spark since Lundin has taken over.
Takes a snap, hands it off to Bear. Bear got back to the line of scrimmage, second and 10. Battle Mountain 49, Palisade 21. Time winding down. Second and 10, Demons. Forrestall sends triple in motion. Hand off to Bear. Bear picks up about 3 yards. That'll bring up third and 7 across the 45. Third down and 7 for the Demons. 5:03 to go in the game. 34-7 Demons. Forrestall and a quarterback. We're leaving Travis Lundin. Triple in motion. Keeper by Forrestall. And John pulls his way forward for a couple of yards. It'll bring up fourth down and about 5 yards to go. Yep. Fourth and five. And the Demons will punt it away. Garrett Stewart. Deep to receive for Moffitt County.
Well, if Lundin is done for the night, he went 12 for 15, throwing the football for
Sorensen's punt straight up
yards.
In the air, short punt, bounces up and caught on the fly there by Justin Barron, where it's down at about the 19. They'll make it the 21-yard line. Go. 34-7 our score. Glenwood leading Moffitt County. 4:10 to go in the game. The Demons going to get their first league win in fine fashion. When you think back, what if? But that's dangerous. What if Lundin had started? But, hey, Ivers in motion. Ivers takes a snap, runs it up the middle, now breaks it out left side, and finally tackled after a gain of about 3, maybe 4. We'll bring him second down and 6. Under 4 minutes to go. I'll try and make my way over to the sideline and get a quick chat with Coach Whitworth and perhaps Travis Lundin. Get a chance. Rifle leading Steamboat 40-12 in the third. It's probably in the fourth quarter now, I imagine. Ivers under center. Bootleg rolls it to his right. Stood up and brought down by Barham. Gets a first down. Jesus Salinas also went on the tackle for Glenwood. So the class of 2012 for Moffitt County will be 0-4 against Glenwood. That's going to hurt. T formation, Ivers under center. Fakes the handoff, back to throw, throws over the middle. It is caught. Nice catch there by Molina for first down into Glenwood territory. They mark it at the 48 of the Demons. 34-7 Glenwood. First and 10 Bulldogs. Clock runs now, 3:12, 3:11. Ivers in the shotgun. Looks over the defense, four receiver set. Bobbles a snap, picks it up, runs with it over right tackle, and that delay there on the bobbled snap was a costly play. He was tackled there by number 53. Was that Ochoa? Who's 53?
No, Ochoa is 59.
Yeah, 59. Okay. Yep.
Moffitt County did not give us a Glenwood program.
No.
So we don't have the latest of theirs, but let me...
From the shotgun, Ivers throws, caught by Molina. He stood up and driven to the turf. No, incomplete. He dropped it. Referee on the near side said it hit the ground.
We don't have a 53.
Brings up third down and 11 for Moffitt County. 34-7, Demons lead, and they're going to win this game tonight.
Much to the chagrin of the homecoming Moffitt County crowd.
Yep.
And the delight of the about 25 spectators who made the trip.
Hand off over the middle to Michael Samuelson. That brings a fourth down. That carry over across the 45 to the 44-yard line. Fourth down and 6. 2 minutes to go in the game. T formation. Ivers, bootleg to the left, and he has the first down. Good tough running by Bubba Ivers, over 100 yards rushing tonight. He's pretty much been the only weapon. Minute 49 to go.
First down, Bulldogs!
Late fourth quarter score, Battle Mountain 49, Palisade 28 in Edwards. So Bulldogs got back on the board. First and 10 in Moffitt County from the Glenwood 38. Ivers in the shotgun, back to throw. Pump fake Wutz going down deep, man wide open, incomplete. Nice throw by Ivers. Going for Molina. I'm sorry, that was number one, Wes Chapman. Right at the sideline, there were two Moffitt County receivers almost stride for stride running together. Just off his fingertips. Ivers again in the shotgun, second and 10. Pitch play, pitch to Samuelson, right side. Samuelson brought down by Cole Adams. So some of the subs getting in for Glenwood. Probably why we don't have number 53. Minute 22 to go and counting. 34-7 Demons. Third down and a yard for the Bulldogs at the Glenwood. It looks like 29. Ivers back to throw. Pump fake what? Rolling to his right, pump fake again, throws downfield, tipped and knocked down, and a flag is thrown. What? Seriously? The ball was on the ground. TJ Stanley got a hand on it. And then on the deflection, pass interference against Glenwood. Okie dokie. If you say so. Minute 2 to go in the ball game.
That'll be a first down then for, as it was only third and about 2.
Yep, first down. Moffitt County down to the 14-yard line of Glenwood. Minute 2 to go. Demons up 34-7. Ivers in the shotgun, rolls to his left, here comes the pressure, throws, caught, and by Molina inside the 5. It'll be a first and goal. And it's like they're marking about the 4-yard line. First and goal, Moffitt County.
First goal, 55 seconds to go in the game. All spotted right around the 2.
55 seconds left. They start the clock. Ivers under center. Look for him to keep it here. Nope, handoff. Samuelson, right side, over tackle. Carries down to about the 1 yard line. And the Bulldogs are going to get a garbage time score here against the second and third teamers for Glenwood defense. Eric Madrid in there for Glenwood. 22 seconds. Ivers on a keeper. He's in the end zone. Yep, touchdown, Moffat County. So Bob Ivers gets a touchdown, well earned. He certainly deserved it. He's had a good night for the Bulldogs. But not going to be enough. Glenwood with the big lead, now 34-13. So 14 seconds ago, Bulldogs get on the board.
Wow, that was about almost a four-minute drive. That's what they needed to do was score quickly, and they have not been able to do it, just running the football primarily.
Kick is up, and it is good. So with 14 seconds left, it is now Glenwood 34, Moffat County 14. Kickoff, probably an onside kick after this on KMTS. Back at Moffat County High School in Craig, the Glenwood Demons get their first victory since week one and their first league win. They're leading 34-14 with 14 seconds left. Moffat County will more than likely onside kick here. A one-yard touchdown run by quarterback Bubba Ivers. Mills is deep. More than likely it's going to go to the front line. No, they're going to kick it away. Kind of a squibber. Makes a tricky hop. Mills will come over and pick it up around the 5 yard line, scoops it up, runs it up the right side. Michael Mills across the 20 to the 24 yard line. 8 seconds left. Demons will take a knee. This one will be in the books. Final score, Battle Mountain 49, Palisade 28.
Surprise, surprise. At least to those that didn't think Battle Mountain had much to offer. And by... Okay, and Forrest Hall takes a knee.
That'll do it. Glenwood with the win, 34-14 over Moffat County. I'm going to make my way down to the field and see if we can get a word with Coach Whitworth. Final score again, 34-14, Glenwood over Moffat County. Back with more after this on KMTS. And welcome back to Moffat County High School. Craig, Ron Millhart, Jack Jabor, as we wrap things up here. Glenwood Demons with a big win over the Moffat County Bulldogs on the Bulldogs homecoming night. And you can hear the Demons boys cheering in the background. 34-14, the final score. Rocky, which Rocky Whitworth head coach, congratulations, big win. Talk about this victory.
You know, it was a big win.
Boy, why?
We didn't hear any of that.
We didn't catch any. I'm about to head for a foxhole. Anyway, talk about this victory.
You know, just for the players to hang tough, to go through that 4 week surge that we knew we were going to face. We had a lot of players playing during that time, and the biggest thing is we just got a little bit better every week. Hung in there, and we came out and played a good Moffat County team. And you just never know. I just told them just now that. You never know when a team can catch fire, and we had fireworks right here for us.
Sure did. And to come up on the road, this is always a tough place to play, and they got some big bruising running backs. Defensively, you really had, after they busted off a couple of big runs, you guys settled down, made some adjustments.
Yeah, we did, and Coach Galuba did a great job with those guys, and they're a little bit overmatched, but you know we had a little bending here and there, but you know we held them when we needed to, and move the ball when we needed to, and that defense just played great all night.
Coach, congratulations. I'll let you go in there and get warm.
All right, thanks, Ron.
All right. See if I can catch up with Travis Lundeen. 34-14, the final.
All right, thank you.
Glenwood over Moffat County. I need to run, get warm here. Got quarterback Travis Lundeed tonight's victory and the way the offense able to move the ball?
I'm just really proud of my offensive linemen for blocking for me and letting me throw the ball around.
You threw it around indeed. Over 200 yards through the air, 3 touchdown passes. Big night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
How much fun is it to come up there and spoil their homecoming party?
I'm so happy to get in the four-game losing streak, and I think we're on a roll right now, and we're going to carry the momentum into the next game.
You know, talk about taking over last week for John and the way you two have been able to work together as teammates.
Yeah, John's helped me so much this year in progressing as a better reading defenses and recognized coverage, and I'm thankful that he's helped me.
And you've added another nice element to the offense, and that's being able to run the ball.
Yeah, I'm really happy I'm getting able to run the ball. I love running the ball.
It'll escape pressure and throw on the run. You made a great throw on the sideline. You almost got sacked and got away and made a great throw to, I think it was a Grant Fagan.
Yeah, it was. I'm just happy for my linemen and thankful for my guys making catches for me.
Well, you're on a roll. You got your home again next week against Steamboat, and who knows? There's some good things in the future.
Yes, sir.
Good job, Travis. We'll see you next week. Travis Lundeen.
Thanks, Coach.
It's Rocky Whitworth walking off with his team. It's going to be a fun bus ride back to Craig as the Demons spoil the homecoming party for the Moffitt County Bulldogs, 34-14. How'd you like that 40-yard sprint? Not bad. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from Craig. 34-14, our final. Glenwood over Moffitt County. This is KMTS. Wrapping things up from Moffitt County High School in Craig. Glenwood Demons spoiled the Bulldogs homecoming win. Big night for Travis Lundeen. 3 touchdown passes on the night. Glenwood scored first in the first quarter, at the 2-minute mark. Henry Hill, a 1-yard touchdown run. PAT was good, 7-0. Glenwood scored again in the second quarter at 6:47. Travis Lundeen, a touchdown run of 5 yards. PAT was blocked, 13-0 Demons. Moffitt County got on the board in the second quarter about 2 minutes later. Bubba Ivers, biggest weapon for the Bulldogs tonight. The quarterback had a 1-yard touchdown run. The PAT was good, 13-7 Glenwood. Glenwood scored at 3:57 mark in the second quarter. Lundeen, a 59-yard touchdown pass to Cam Avery, who stumbled around the 20 and then took it to the house for the score. The 2-point conversion failed, 19-7 Glenwood. Second quarter, after a Levi Federhoff interception, Glenwood first play from the 38-yard line of Moffitt County, a touchdown pass from Lundeen to Michael Mills. 2-point conversion to Mills was good, 27-7 Demons. A scoreless third quarter, defensive battle of Moffitt County got a stop to start the second half, but got the ball back deep in Glenwood territory. Bob Ivers fumbled near inside the 5-yard line. Glenwood recovered. The ball stayed pretty much in Glenwood's end most of that third quarter, but it was a defensive battle, scoreless third. Glenwood scored in the fourth quarter, 8:22 to go in the fourth. Lundeen, a 9-yard touchdown pass to Cam Avery. Great protection by the line there, 34-7. The PAT was good, and the Bulldogs got a garbage time score, 14 seconds left against the second and third teamers. The Glenwood defense, a 1-yard touchdown run by Bubba Ivers. PAT good, 34-14, the final. And Glenwood improves to 1-2 in the Western Slope, and 2-4 overall. And Steamboat Springs coming to Glenwood next week. And that, if Glenwood continues to play like this, that should be a win. But boy, big night for Glenwood tonight. That's just a great way to snap that 4-game losing streak, as Travis Lundeen said. And they are happy. It's going to be a fun ride back to Glenwood tonight on the bus. 34-14 final.
And what this means as far as the Western Slope League standings is not a whole lot, except Rifle is the only team left that, you know, that's contending for a playoff spot that has to face Glenwood. Palisade and Battle Mountain all already having registered kind of tough victories, kind of a come from ahead type victory or something like that. But who knows when we get down to that last game of the season, what will be at stake in that last ball game. And if this team continues to improve like this, could look a lot different. But I really don't think Glenwood has a chance to get in unless Rifle really stumbles badly, because obviously the tiebreaker is Battle Mountain
and Palisade own them over the Demons. But Travis Lundin era firmly underway now. 13 of 15 passes for 249 yards and three touchdowns. He also ran 12 times for 71 yards and another touchdown. He was sacked once for a 16-yard loss, and that produced a fumble. Henry Hill had a good first half, but wasn't used much. Didn't get off really 5 carries for 6 yards in the third quarter. He finished with 18 carries for 80 yards and a touchdown. Jake Bear got in a little bit at the end, carried 7 times for 19 yards. Overall, the Demons 40 carries, 165 yards on the ground. And of course, with the 249 passing, they wound up with about almost 300 yards total, 15 first downs, 2 fumbles, 1 lost. I mentioned 15 first downs, a couple of penalties in the fourth quarter. Let's see. So they wound up being penalized 6 times tonight for, 15, 30, 60 yards. Not terribly bad for them. On the other side of the ball, Bubba Ivers rushed for 128 yards on 24 carries, scored twice, was just 5 of 15 throwing the ball with an interception that was by Federhoff, and that set up a touchdown by Glenwood, and 53 yards through the air. Michael Samuelson, the other half of the punch, 19 carries for 79 yards, and it seems to me Battle Mountain rushed 49 times last week against Glenwood, only they wound up with almost 400 yards, 376 on the ground. Tonight, Battle Mountain, 49 carries, just 243. So a big difference there, that probably the quality of the backs and the speed of the backs making a little bit of difference there as well. 14 first downs for Moffitt County, 7 penalties for 60 yards. They fumbled twice, lost 1. 15 first downs, pardon me. Final score, 34-14. A 20-point impressive victory on Moffitt County's homecoming night, and pretty much taking the sparkle out of the fireworks at the very end. Quite a ball game for the Glenwood Springs Demons. We came up here hoping for a good game, fearing the running game of Moffitt County after seeing what Battle Mountain did to Glenwood last week. But now, after seeing what Battle Mountain did to the number one ranked Palisade Bulldogs, I think you got to say that wasn't such a bad loss last week to Battle Mountain.
49-28, Battle Mountain over Palisade. We'll give you some other finals in a minute here. Final score, Glenwood 34, Moffitt County 14. We do want to thank our sponsors of high school football on KMTS, Mountaineer Mechanical, McDonald's, Flooring America, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Berthoud Motors, Carbondale Insurance Service, Summit Paint and Decorating, Napa of Carbondale, Soper's Lighting, Megatech LLC, Sunshine Deli, Chelsea Wedding and Events, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, and Gotcha Covered. Again, let's see, real quickly, Battle Mountain Palisade 49-28, Delta over Eagle Valley 27-3. It was Rifle over Steamboat 47-12, so the Bears stay undefeated. Aspen came back and beat Basalt 35-13. Grand Valley got by Gunnison 37-33. Don't have an update on Coleridge Cedar Ridge. Last we heard, it was 21-all at half. And fourth quarter score, Roaring Fork and Olathe were tied at 15. That game probably in the books. So for all the finals, stay tuned to KMTS and hear the scoreboard show with Kevin Schaefer and Colorado Preps. So in our final from Moffitt County, Glenwood over the Moffitt County Bulldogs, 34-14. Demons improved to 1-2 in the conference, 2-4 overall. Moffitt County falls to 1-2 in the conference, 1-5 overall. For Nicole Cowan back at the studio, appreciate her efforts running the board engineering tonight's game. For Jack Jamar and Ron Millhorn, saying so long from Craig. Next week, the Glenwood Demons home against the Steamboat Springs Sailors, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:45 pregame right here on KMTS. Again, our final, Glenwood spoils Moffitt County's homecoming party with a big win, 34-14. You're listening to KMTS. Have a great weekend.